Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's the former head of the Green Party in England, championship goalie, international BBC presenter, multi-time best-selling author, and somebody who's really expanded people's paradigms and gotten them to look into a lot of very interesting places. And so much of what David Icke predicted more than 15 years ago, unfortunately, has unfolded. I agree with him that we're on the verge of a world transformation, an awakening. The system is panicking with divide and conquer. There's no doubt they blew the oil well. There's no doubt they're now admitting we're going into a depression, trying to start World War III. They know they're losing control. And let me tell you, this is the most important time in human history up to this point. He's with us for the next hour. David Icke, thank you for being on with us.
Pleasure, Alex.
Well, we were just talking during that one-minute break, and you were saying that you do believe this is the quickening or the beginning of the acceleration of a real paradigm shift. There's a lot of issues I want to go over, but what's on David Icke's radar screen that you think is most important right now?
Well, I think, you know, what we're seeing on the surface, horrendous as it is a manifestation of something that's actually much, much deeper than this. There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, I've seen it so blatantly over the last 20 years, gathering pace and gathering pace. There is an awakening going on. It's not the majority yet, but minds are opening. Now, as minds are opening, they're seeing what they couldn't see before. And what the cabal wants to do is keep those minds shut. And one of the most effective ways of doing this is why we've got to stay really strong and focused in this period we're going through now. And it's going to be a number of years of major challenges. The way that they are seeking to keep us from awakening, to keep our minds closed, is to keep us focused on fear, keep us focused on survival, keep us bewildered, keep us in a state of constant anxiety about what's happening and what about the future. What about the kids? What about the job? The way of life in the Gulf has gone. Oh my goodness, a war in Iraq, in Iran now. What's going on? Oh, now there's an economic depression. Oh my, this is all orchestrated to throw everything, not just the kitchen sink, but the plug as well, at humanity in general, so that we are so focused on survival and fear and anxiety that we don't go and continue this process of awakening, so we can actually expand our minds to see what the closed minds before could not see. It's a battle for our minds. It may not seem like that. It may seem like it's just another manufactured catastrophe in the Gulf, another war in Iran, another economic collapse. But all these things are orchestrated to fire at our minds, and our minds are the target, because from our state of perception of self in the world comes our behavior and our actions.
That's right. I've noticed the globalists dominate by just getting our attention and always creating new crisis. So we watch the mainstream television, so we pay attention to them, and they dominate how we dress and what we think and what we eat, and just literally get us sucked into this false tapestry, this false reality that they are projecting. And now they're openly saying they want to start shutting off the web, which shows that they realize they wanted to use it as a tool of domination, but that it's backfiring against them.
That's the word, Alex, attention. It's a battle for our attention, because the idea is to hold humanity in a state where we are filtering and seeing ourselves and the world only through the five senses. We are multi-dimensional consciousness, awareness. We are far, far greater than what we appear to be when we look in the mirror and say, that's David Icke, or that's Alex Jones, or that's Ethel Smith. And what they want us to do is keep our attention on the five senses. And that's what we do when we are in fear, when we are in anxiety, when we're worrying about the future, when we have this sense of fear of not surviving. That pulls us into the five senses, and that's what they're trying to do.
And then the system poses as the saviors and says, we'll keep you safe, just let us run your life. Stay there, David Icke. Back in 3 minutes. A lot of key info straight ahead.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a Diamond Gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got David Icke with us for the rest of the hour. If you just joined us, former head of the UK Green Party, Champion Goley, a BBC presenter, best-selling author, and always interesting to get his perspective on things. I always find it thought-provoking and very apropos of what's happening in our world. We always find his perspective to be enlightening. David, instead of us getting into, you know, generalities or, you know, myself getting into, you know, long diatribes about my view of what's happening, today I really want to try to sit back. We'll see if I can do it because you bring up so many points that make me want to chime in and just throw out questions and get your take on it. The globalists, are overrunning the West with third world populations. Why are they doing this?
Two things we need to know to get a perspective on the world is where this cabal wants to take the world and the methods they use to take us there. And where they want to take the world, of course, as we well know, is to a global fascist dictatorship with the end of countries, the end of borders, where basically you just have the world government dictating to massive regional blocks, and anything below that is just irrelevant. And one of the great barriers to that happening is the people's sense of their own culture, their own country, their own sovereign nation, if you like. And because people, if they have a real sense of country, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm into all this, but a lot of people are, and this is the point from the cabal's point of view, they will resist giving giving that power away, say from the United States to the North American Union, in Britain to the European Union. And so the idea is to break down that sense of culture by basically breaking down the culture. And you do that by opening borders to other cultures. Now, I'm not saying one culture is better than another. I'm just trying to explain here what they're doing from their perspective. And that you let different cultures pour into the same area, and suddenly it becomes a cocktail. And there is no single culture anymore that people can identify with. And that is all the time loosening and weakening people's sense of need to resist the giving away of sovereignty to unions and to a world government, because they've lost the sense of culture that they had before. See, this is why what we're talking about here is happening all over the world, because, of course, it's a global agenda. In Europe, the European Union has brought down the borders all over Europe, and every time another country comes into the European Union, their borders come down, and they're the borders between them and every other country comes down. And so from Eastern Europe, for instance, people pour into Western European countries, and it becomes, again, exactly the same thing, a cocktail of cultures, which eventually becomes just nothing that really is something people can identify.
And the globalists can also play those different groups off against each other. Not only will they give up their rights, but then I see the trendies always counter back. Oh, well, it's like Star Trek, which we know is predictive programming. We'll all be unified in love. But this isn't some loving world government that we decided to lovingly join. This was covertly built. They now admit it was a covertly built. And it's authoritarian, dehumanizing, and its admitted end game is global depopulation.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a very, very interesting point, a very important point about playing one off against the other. You know, the people that pour from the poorer countries into the richer countries through the borders coming down are just as much pawns in this game as those in the countries, the indigenous population that are affected by that. It's not good guys and bad guys we're talking about here. It's different aspects of the human race being used as pawns in the same game. And this is why, instead of fighting each other, we need to start looking at what unites us all, which is the fact that we're all the target of this cabal, this global fascist dictatorship in the making, and the very fast making. I mean, we have proof in this country a few months ago now, that during the Blair administration, they were allowing people immigration into Britain on a scale they weren't admitting to. It came out, one of the people involved blew the whistle on this. And what they were actually saying is they wanted to have so much immigration into Britain that it would, this is the quote, change British society forever. And in that one quote, we have the prime reason for bringing the borders down. This is what they've done in Europe. I mean, the government here now, the new government of Cameron, saying, oh, we must slow down immigration into Britain. But they don't say immigration. They say non-EU immigration, because they have absolutely no power whatsoever, because of the European Union laws now and the giving away of sovereignty, to stop anybody coming in from the European Union into Britain. And that's exactly the position they want. They're doing the same in America, of course, as listeners to this program will well know. And so anyone that challenges this in America, for instance, they're called racist, and they're targeted by the federal government, as we're seeing in some states of America have tried to make a stand on this. And it's all orchestrated to break down and destroy a sense of what is it, what is America, of what is Britain, what is all these countries that are targeted. And like I say, this is not an attack on what we call immigrants. It's absolutely not, because they are as much pawns in this game as anybody else.
And David, let me just add a brief caveat to that. Absolutely. I mean, it's simple. Whatever the globalists are for, whatever they're really promoting in their councils, we've got to be against. If they're against disarming us, it doesn't mean there aren't some accidents and problems with having an armed society. We've still got to be for it. If they're trying to socialize health care, you get the legislation. It's a it's a eugenics takeover, lowering the quality, raising taxes. We've got to be against it. They want to launch a new war. We've got to be against it. They want open borders. We've got to be against it. I mean, it's very simple. We know these are evil, anti-human, anti-freedom people, and we must stand against everything they stand for. Now, we can intellectualize and then always go down the road and look at why that's the case, but their interests are not the interest of free humanity. So it's very elementary for me.
Very, very good point. Let's get it real straight. These people not only don't care about us, they are antagonistic towards us. They want to destroy the human race and bring it under the heel of their global fascist dictatorship.
They want to irrevocably change what humans are in our society, the family, everything, till we are just empty biological androids and their words that they program. This is the end of humanity. This is the extinction of humanity is their stated goal in every document I've got by their transhumanist futurist. These are human-hating scum.
This is what we're dealing with, and therefore, as you quite rightly say, if they're for it, then it's bad for the human race. And we've got to be a bit more kind of streetwise about this and not see everything in black and white. The question of gun ownership, I've never had a gun. I don't want a gun. I don't want to use a gun. I'm not into any of that stuff, but a lot of people have guns in America. The question that comes up is, should people have guns or should people not have guns? And that's a debate, okay? But it's not the debate that's at the heart of what's happening now. The question should be, why do the people who have a deep hatred for humanity, why do they want to disarm the American population now? That's the key thing we ought to be looking at. We can have these debates about this and immigration. The question is, why does the cabal want to do it? And the answer is always because it advances their agenda towards the global fascist dictatorship in which, as you rightly say, it won't just be an economic dictatorship, a political dictatorship. We're talking about a genetic dictatorship where they will not only own our bodies and have literally lawful ownership on our bodies. That's where they're going. But they will genetically control us and control us through microchips. That's where they want to go. And if we're going to get pulled away into diversions of debates about this and debates about that, there's one debate at the moment until we've sorted this. Why do they want to do A, B, C, and D? And that's the question we need to keep asking all the time to keep on top of where we're going.
And we know what they want. They're so arrogant that they all write white papers on government health care, on the environment movement, on cap and trade. They admit it's to shut down industry, bankrupt everyone, have a huge state that's the only thing that's funded, that literally absorbs humanity and begins accelerating their soft kill operations. We know they've already been introducing poisons into our environment and into the vaccines and foods. We've caught them. We've got countless documents where they admit they're doing it. Now they want to accelerate that up to a hot kill level like we've seen in areas of Africa. And thank God you're out there exposing these people.
Well, you know, there are people that know there's a conspiracy. There's people that know that there is a ridiculously few people who are pulling the strings of the world. But we've still got a lot of long way to go with a lot of people to fully understand the scale of what we're dealing with. The rabbit hole goes so deep, it's staggering. And we're not even dealing with just human entities. We're dealing with non-human entities. We're dealing with entities that operate outside the field of vision of what we call visible light, which our eyes can see and appears to be this world. There are other worlds.
Well, David, I'll say this.
Penetrate this one, and it's involving those two. So this is really, really deep stuff that we're dealing with here, not just what appears to be men in dark suits sitting around a table deciding their next move. Much bigger than that.
Well, no, I agree with you because I've studied the elite, and they believe they're in contact with entities. I've been to Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I've read the Pentagon's own writings. They believe they are being given, every one of them, it says they're channeling things, that they're being directed at the highest levels. At the mid-levels, it's hedonist, it's Satanist, it's people that want money and power. At the top, these are very focused people working 18 hours a day And they believe they're working for an entity that I can only describe as the devil. People can call it whatever they want. David, stay there. Let's look at some other contemporary issues and from that window expand and go down the rabbit hole from different angles. We'll be back with David Icke. DavidIcke.com is his website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 7850. 800-405-7850.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
David Icke is our guest. So we got into the border issue and how they're overrunning sovereign nations because the globalists want to remake the world in their system. So any culture, whether it's good or bad, they want it out of the way, or the corporate culture. This is a short segment. Let's get into the oil spill. David Icke, the oil spill, what's your research on that?
Well, appalling things happening in the Gulf of Mexico now are a classic example of the way the web, the Illuminati web, interfaces with different aspects of itself to create a coordinated policy and a coordinated agenda. I mean, you've got someone, for instance, like Peter D. Sutherland, who was non-executive chairman of BP until a few months ago. He's also non-executive chairman of Goldman Sachs International. He was the director of the World Trade Organization. He was the director of the director general of the World Trade Organization. He was a director of the Bank of Scotland in the run-up to the period where it crashed in 2008 and had to be bailed out by the taxpayer. He's been on the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group. He's a chairman of the Trilateral Commission. He's a chairman of the London School of Economics, one of the great Illuminati universities on the planet created by the Fabian Society. He's financial advisor to the Vatican, brought up in a Jesuit school. The Jesuits, of course, are a major, major player in this global web. He's been one of the major people in Europe pressing for more and more power for the European Union. And while he was non-executive chairman of BP, you had a guy called Lord Brown, who's who got out before the stuff hit the fan over the Gulf of Mexico. He was so appalling as chief executive of BP that Tony Blair described him as his favorite businessman, so you can see how bad he was. And it was Lord Brown who instigated the policy at BP of cutting safety and cutting all...
Yeah, they've got more violations in Houston alone. Yeah. I saw the number. It's like over 100 times what other oil companies have combined, and they're the top fake environmentalist company that, with Enron, created the carbon tax scam with Al Gore.
Exactly, and this is how it all interfaces. This is how the web works. You see BP, but it's not just BP. BP's connected to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs is connected to Halliburton, and so it goes on.
And don't forget Queenie. She owns a big part of it.
Yeah, Lord Brown was chief executive of BP when you had that massive explosion at the refinery in Texas City, which people, of course, were killed, and another environmental disaster in so many ways. And he instigated this BP policy, not because they were struggling for money. We must cut costs. No, because he wanted to expand and expand the profits of BP, and one way he could do it was to cut costs. So he cut costs on safety, on checks, and all the rest of it. And that was the sequence of events that eventually led to what happened in the Gulf of Mexico. And then when you look at Goldman Sachs, again, as I mentioned with Peter D. Sutherland, it's selling 44% of its shares in BP in the run-up to what happened in the Gulf. Tony Hayward, the chief executive of BP that followed Lord Brown, sold a lot of his shares in the run-up.
Yeah, over a third. It. Obama dumped his Vanguard stocks in it. They all dumped.
It's got so many red flags all over it that it was, A, prior knowledge, and B, that the thing was a disaster, not waiting to happen. The disaster was made to happen. And then you look at what happened after that, and so many mysteries kind of fade away when you know the story and what the goal is. So the next mystery in all this is, why do BP and the federal government clearly have no real interest in reacting to this disaster, to cleaning up the beaches, to doing what is necessary? Why countries were turned away when they offered help? It's because they want this disaster to be as big as possible. A, yes, to offer solutions like the carbon tax and all the rest of it. Now their climate change scam has been falling apart. But also, there is a war by this cabal against the United States. They want to destroy the United States militarily, destroy it economically. They want to destroy everything it stands for, because that has to be brought under the heel of the global cabal if the world government is to have total power. No more superpowers, otherwise you don't have total power.
Now, you've got the 10 regions, as the UN says, with the 10 global directors. This has been on record since the 60s, which they're now moving towards. And that's what's so amazing. They use the U.S. as their henchman, as their funding mechanism, while the U.S. gets all the blame for the global imperial takeover. And now, as they get ready to destroy us, they're moving towards devaluing the dollar. The IMF, World Bank are criticizing our monetary systems. The U.N. is posing as the savior with the global cashless currency. So they use us for their dirty work and then flush us down the toilet when they're done. Stay there, David Icke. Quick break. I want you to come back, segue out of the BP into all these announcements that, okay, we are in a depression, but don't worry. The same bankers that engineered it have got a global government that'll take care of it all for you. They've got a fix. David Icke, straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed on Double Your Dirt Back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh and made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633. Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal Trends Forecast and Trends Analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fox News in New York, we're going to talk to David about this later in the hour, reported that they've got body scanners, car scanners, showed people being forced to drive through x-rays that shoot through cars with gamma rays. I mean, this makes chest x-rays look tame in comparison. Some of the units, the car is driven up and then it's scanned. Others, they drive the car through it. And I guess they tell the foolish troops to do it. Oh, it's okay. Go ahead and do it. They're setting the precedent to literally microwave us in front of everyone. Well, Watson did research, and he's got an amazing article here. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. And we got links down to mainstream news in part two, how great it is that the Guard has arrested 2,000 citizens for petty crimes, including gun possession. I mean, this is martial law. New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. Troops assist in over 2,000 arrests last year alone as America sinks into total martial law. And the same thing's happening all over the country. And that's why we saw the mayor of Schenectady a few months ago call for martial law in that little sleepy town. So we're going back to David Icke in a minute. Don't forget, we have made films like Endgame, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and, of course, the Obama deception that go into who these bankers are, how they're controlling society, and what their plan is. And this film, Endgame, gets into the extermination plan. This film is free at Infowars.com when you order it with Invisible Empire or several other of our newest films. And I'm doing that because Endgame, I believe, is probably my most important film, and it's got to be seen quickly. So Infowars.com, there's a link at the top to two different shopping carts that have basically the same specials. We've got a deal where you can get a free ball cap as well. Up at Infowars.com, or ask about the free deals and combos when you call. When you buy a DVD, get a free hat. Buy some T-shirts, get a free hat. And your purchase also makes this show possible. The toll-free number is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We'll get into this martial law, police state, cybersecurity. Now they're admitting censorship of the Internet with David in a moment. But, David, segueing from the oil, where do you think that's going, A? And, B, the media has now shifted in Europe, as you know, England and the U.S., to saying, okay, it is a depression. After telling us we're in a recovery, now it's a depression. What do you see unfolding with that leading into a possible strike on Iran? What do you see from studying the globalist behavior in the past, which is psychopathic, and they do it in patterns? What do you see unfolding?
Well, on the Gulf, they want it to get as bad as possible so they can exploit it as much as possible with solutions to the problem they've created. In terms of the economic situation, I've been saying since 2008 that there's a three-point plan here. One was to crash the economy in 2008 so people could see there was a major problem. This justifies, it doesn't really, but in their efforts to justify it, they say it justifies a staggering, we still don't understand the scale of the transfer of wealth from the population to the banks and the elite that has gone on as a result of this bank bailout. I was reading the other day an article about the fact that these toxic assets of these banks, which the taxpayer money was supposed to have been paid over to sort out, the banks still own the toxic assets. But from what this article was saying, they don't have to appear on the balance sheet until they're sold. So you've got a ticking time bomb there, and you've got balance sheets that are being produced by banks that are absolutely nothing like the actual financial state of that bank. But the second point in this three-stage plan that I was talking about since 2008 was to empty the coffers of governments in terms of reacting to the economic situation. And we have reached that now. I mean, what we're having in Britain is absolutely savage, beyond belief, cuts in public expenditure by the government to react to the incredible debt that they've been.
But the taxes go up, so a larger percentage of the taxes goes directly to the bankers, who were the ones that created the $600 trillion, conservatively, in fake assets, and they won't tell Congress or Parliament where the money went.
Over here in Europe. In Britain, during the Brown Labour government that was replaced recently, this amazing transfer of wealth went from taxpayers to the banking system and to the cabal network in general. And now, unbelievable levels of cuts in public expenditure are being instigated because they say we're in so much trouble because of the debt. Now, wait for this, mate. I talked about earlier about everything connects into everything else. The David Cameron government that has replaced the Brown Labour government has appointed someone to oversee where these savage cuts of billions and billions of pounds are going to be made that are going to fundamentally affect the lives of everyone in this country. Guess who they've appointed? Lord Brown, former chief executive of BP, who was responsible for the decisions that led up eventually to the Gulf oil disaster.
Well, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs.
They're laughing at us, mate.
I mean, that's like having all these former Goldman Sachs people running every position in the federal government, getting the bailout money and then giving it to Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. I mean, it is a new level of crime. And now in the U.S., under the Federal Reserve expansion and powers, they're being given a new secret office with unlimited funds to, quote, take over any area of the economy they wish. So they're being given dictatorial power right now, and the same thing's being done in Greece and everywhere else. This is their global coup d'etat. They're going for it all. And then that segues into the UN and the IMF announcing we need to start phasing out all the currencies and going to an SDR basket, and we need a global government that you pay your carbon taxes to finance this. And who are the biggest investors in carbon credits? Well, it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, BP, and a handful of others. It's always the same inner cabal.
Exactly. And you've got this guy in America who was the great new messiah, Obama, who, if anything, is worse than Bush and that whole period, because it's speeding up now. I mean, this man is he's not even subtle. He's just agreeing to everything necessary to allow this to speed up and speed up and speed up. And I say this to people, you know, all that's happening now was predicted a long, long time ago. Not because of people sitting in darkened rooms smoking something and coming to some conclusions, but from hard research, from documents, from written material saying what these people were planning to do, and it's unfolding now. It wasn't prophecy, it was research. Now we have to then decide, where do we draw the line here? We didn't draw it when it was first pointed out because, oh, it's just conspiracy theorists. Well, are we going to draw it now? Or are we going to draw it a few months down the road when it's even worse, a year or two down the road when what's happening today will be nothing compared with then? When are we going to draw the line? There's nothing in anybody's life. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they are. There's nothing more important in anybody's life than focusing on what is going on, and we coming together as a population, irrespective of race, religion, color, creed, income bracket, and saying, what are we going to do together to stop this? Because at the moment, we have got a tail, actually at the core, a tiny tail, wagging a massive dog. And unless we start focusing on this and cut out the diversions that are designed to stop us focusing on this, then it's just going to get worse. But the power is still in our hands. There are so many of us and so few of those in full knowledge who are actually manipulating us. Come on, wake up. Do something.
David, I guess
there's never nothing that we can do. What can I do? Well, sit down. How can you make a contribution to this? How can you communicate this information? Even if it's calling into a radio show in the mainstream or something and just saying this is going on, go to this website, go to this radio program, they'll tell you what's going on. There's nothing that...
There's already a huge awakening happening. We've got to accelerate it, because not only is that little tail wagging this giant dog, they're going to pose with their false solutions to the crisis they created. That's their methodology, as you know, problem, reaction, solution, to bring us deeper under their control, unless we're there every step of the way going, you're the crooks, you're the social engineers, you're the controllers, you're the one that did this. How asinine to give the Federal Reserve that engineered this even more power? How asinine to give the Bank of England, who engineered this on record, more power? Look at your connections. Look at how you're involved in this. Look at what you've done. We've got to be there. That's why they want to shut down the internet, because they're panicked. Now, let's talk about that. Chinese net-style censorship now coming to Australia, coming to New Zealand, coming to Italy, coming to France. Open announcements in our news that, yes, it's going to be more draconian, but to keep you safe, because Al-Qaeda is about to shut the internet down, so we've got to have the power to shut it down to save it. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to block what websites you can visit. Already Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com are already censored on the free broadband in many cities in Europe. We've confirmed that. The government here, the FCC, saying they're going to take it over. Cass Sunstein saying he's going to censor it. There's no doubt that line in the sand, if we don't stand up against tyrants, is whatever we'll put up with, as Thomas Jefferson said. They aren't going to push it to the limit. And so, again, showing that we have power, David, doesn't that indicate it, that now they are moving against the web, even though that exposes them, because they realize that there is an accelerated awakening happening?
Well, let me give you an example, just a simple example, of which is an example that can be expressed globally. One of the appalling, horrific things that's going on in the world, again, part of the agenda, is for social services and police to steal children from their parents in extraordinary numbers now in America, all over the world, in Britain, on the basis of fake...
And it's now mainstream news in England, I mean, for those that just tuned in, that they've actually got quotas before a baby's even born, and they admit they trump it up. These are children snatchers.
They are. They're stealing children. And in at least in parts of America, like California, I think it's all over America, there are federal financial incentives for social services to take more and more children from their parents. But the point I'm making here is that there's a lady, her name's Maureen Spallock in Liverpool in England, and she had her children stolen, three of them, years ago now, and they were given away to foster parents by the social services. And in the years since, the Liverpool police and social services have run a vendetta against this woman as she tries to get her children back. She was actually arrested. This is just one example. I could list a number of outrageous things that happened. She was arrested and taken to court for sending a birthday card to one of the children that the state stole. The other day, a few days ago, the Liverpool police picked her up again for sending a text message to someone. They put her in jail in Liverpool. And the reason that the family courts that decide all this are held in secret is not to protect the children, as they claim, is to protect the system and the Satanists and the pedophiles from stealing the children through social services. The point I'm leading to, however, is this. I put on my website, when I heard about this, how gutless, disgusting, and pathetic the Liverpool police were, and a number for Liverpool police to let people say what they thought about what they were doing to this woman. She was in custody at the time. And a few hours later, they let this lady go, and they dropped the charges because their phone system crashed. So many people rang in to complain of what they were doing to this lady that their whole phone system...
They couldn't keep their child kidnapping going, so they said, open the phones up. We got more kids to grab.
Yes.
But it's actually come out in the Telegraph, and it's actually come out here in the U.S. that they have... quotas on what color hair, eyes,
yeah.
that before a mother has a child, they're already planning the fake charges. And it's come out over and over again that so many of the CPS workers are pedophiles.
Exactly.
Because they can get away with everything.
They're pedophiles and they're Satanists. Not all of them, nothing like all of them, but the people that run the show invariably are. I've been researching this for decades.
No, I mean, it's in the newspaper every day that they catch
sure.
top CPS workers.
The short point is, though, Alex, that when people, the public, phone this police station in large numbers and said, this is disgusting, we're not having it. In other words, the secrecy and the shadow level that they do this on was taken away. This lady was released and the charges were dropped. We have the power. They're terrified of the public.
That's why they're arming against us. That's why they're surveilling. That's why they're admitting they're surveilling now, because they know they've committed crimes. They know they're run by crooks, and they are scared.
Yes, but what we have to do is understand our power to change this. You know, we're talking about a handful of people in full knowledge manipulating the lives of billions. What are we doing?
Well, that's why you've written the new book, Mankind, Get Off Your Knees.
Yeah, Human Race, Get Off Your Knees, it's called. It's just out, and the subtitle is The Lion Sleeps No More, because within us is a lion. It is the real human being being suppressed by the human being that has been programmed to think it has no power, the human being to fear authority, to fear the consequences of taking on authority, of refusing to cooperate with authority. That's the lion I'm talking about within people, and that lion is starting to come out, but it needs to come out in very much larger numbers.
And we need the police and the military and others who are starting to wake up to realize you're compartmentalized as well. The globalists have genetically modified the GMO food to sterilize and give you cancer. They add the chemicals of the water to sterilize you and give you cancer. We have all the government documents we've covered. Even Fox News reported yesterday that Maryland has banned the bisphenol A that they're putting in the plastic products that does sterilize men. I mean, the White House science czar admits they're doing this. You are under attack, too. And David, you've talked about compartmentalization. We need to get the police and military to realize, even if they consciously see themselves as on the winning team and part of the New World Order, they're not. They are seen by the New World Order as an even bigger enemy than the general public in the globalist documents we've gotten.
This is a point I think is very important to stress to those in uniform and to those in the dark suits in government who are serving this system while not actually instigating it, they're serving it. You have no power. I don't care if you're in the military. I don't care if you've got how many kind of stars on your uniform. I don't care what level of the police force you're in. I don't care if you're doing roadblocks. I don't care if you're pulling people off the street. I don't care what you're doing. You have no power. Your uniform has the power. Take your uniform off, okay? Put it in the wardrobe. Where's your power? Go and get another job. Without that uniform, where's your power? You have no power. You are employed to animate that uniform, which is an extension of the state, and that's all you are, and therefore you are expendable. While you give your soul away, while you give your mind away, while you give your morals and decency away, advancing this fascist dictatorship, you will be okay with the fascists that you're serving. But your children and your grandchildren have to live in the world you are creating. And one day you're going to have to understand that, and I don't envy you that moment, because it's going to be horrific when it dawns upon you the world that you've actually created. The people in uniform and the dark suits that administer the system while not being the originators of it, they have to start breaking ranks, okay? Get some backbone, open your mind, look at what's going on, and get some freaking backbone before you administer and impose and enforce a world that will be grotesque for your children and grandchildren. In fact, not even that, for yourself. Eventually.
Yeah, you're not going to have to wait now for your kids to be destroyed.
No, you're not, absolutely.
And David, very well said there. I want to try to keep you 5 minutes into the next hour before Sheriff Richard Mack, so we have as much time as possible to go over issues. But I really do see the denial lifting. A lot of them don't have, you know, even a partial view of what's going on, but they know something's wrong. And that's why I challenge people to don't expect you're going to save the world by yourself or overnight. Hollywood pushes that image of Arnold Schwarzenegger or John Wayne saving everybody. And then people always look to me, they look to you, others, you know, Ron Paul, you've got to save us. No, it's that act of defiance, that act of awakening, that act of courage. Resistance is victory, and it's understanding the enemy, and it's everybody speaking out. You know, one little cricket isn't very loud, but you get a field of those, it is a deafening roar, and we're a lot bigger and more powerful than a cricket, and we've all just got to do little things every day and realize what's going on, and this system will come to a halt, and they know that, and they are desperate to throw us into a crisis, to make themselves matter, to make us beach ourselves on their government, on their corporate structure. And so many people within their system are starting to defect. So many people that have become powerful off their system call me, contact me, talk to me off record, and they say, I wish I would have known this. So many people that even work for the system are compartmentalized, and now through my broadcast, your work, and others, they can finally see the larger paradigm around them from the cog that they filled. And so by getting that full spectrum analysis, they can then see the full spectrum dominance that the globalists have built. I mean, Rothkopf, who we had on the show, who wrote Superclass, says there's less than 6,000 people that rule the world and only 20 families that they serve. So this is now admitted publicly, and we can defeat these people. We must defeat these people.
I've got two words to say. Kendra Arneson, who's come out and done so much great work exposing what BP are doing in the Gulf of Mexico, and how the whole cleanup stuff is a sham, how the fishermen and other people are being exploited and treated appallingly. Now they've lost their way of life. They have to serve BP.
And BP's not sending them checks. That was
She is is a shining light of what can be done. A few days ago, a week or so ago, she was a mother. And now she's standing up to these people and doing a magnificent job. And anybody can do it. It's just...
And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire. And if they arrest her, it's going to backfire.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, no one said it was going to be easy. This is the question. Are we going to draw the line now, Alex, and take the challenges and sacrifices that takes to say here and no further? Or are we going to wait a bit longer until they get more and more control and try to do it then, and when this agenda is further down the road than it is now? Or then a bit further. But when are we actually going to say enough, you know? Because, you know, it's like... That famous phrase by the Christian pastor after Nazi Germany: first they came for the Jews and I was not a Jew, so I did nothing. Then they came for the trade unionists, I was not a trade unionist, so I did nothing. Then they came for the communists, I was not a communist, so I did nothing. You know, this is about all of us. It's not about one group of people, one income bracket, one race, one religion. These are all fault lines for engineered divide and rule. The target is all of us, so all of us need to come together. Put our hands together, put our minds together, and say here and no further. When we stop cooperating with the system cannot operate. They cannot operate the system without our acquiescence. We must stop acquiescing, and we must do it now. Human race, get off your knees. We have been there for long enough. No more.
Well, the human race is getting up off its knees, and that's why the system is howling with anger. Let's get into the police state and the minutes we've got left, David, and I want to hold you five over if you can do it.
Okay.
The police state, it's even shocking me how fast they're moving. We have now discovered just today, this is unbelievably important news, that all over the country, not just New York, but Illinois, you name it, the military, Marines, Army, National Guard are arresting citizens nationwide with police. And this has been going on for several years, and I wasn't even aware. Now they're putting it out on TV like it's a good thing. I mean, again, I didn't even know the magnitude, David. This is incredible.
Yeah, and it is what I call over the years the totalitarian tiptoe, where you're at A and you know you're going to Z, but if you go in too big a leap, then people look up and say, what's going on? Because the change in your society is so blatantly obvious. So they do it in steps. But of course, the nearer they get to the goal, the steps get quicker and quicker, because it's a simple equation. The more you centralize power, the more power you then have to centralize even quicker. And that's why the momentum of centralization and dictatorship gets faster and faster, because the more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. The more power you have, the quicker you can push it on. And this is why we've reached the point now where they've centralized so much power in so many areas of our lives that they can now push this whole agenda on across a great spectrum of subjects and areas of our society.
And they use every new crisis as a way to say, no media, no local officials, no one's allowed. You know, you're not getting your checks for the fishing we've shut down. You know, you're not allowed to have a gun. You're not allowed to protect yourself. And we're like, where's the law? And they said, we don't need any stinking law.
Yeah, what they've done in a series of steps getting faster and faster is take away the checks and balances, the checks and balances, the checks and balances. They did it most blatantly with the checks and balances they took away to stop the free-for-all in the financial markets, the financial industry, and look what that led to. And every single time one of these checks and balances has been suggested to be taken away, every time the people that could have stood up to that and thought, well, you know, either can't be bothered or this, I have no power to do that, what can I do, then they have played a part in where we've reached now. So can we learn from that, please, and say, okay, we've made mistakes in the past when we didn't stand up to what we should have stood up to, and so we better learn from those mistakes now and start standing up here, because if we don't, then it's going to be a lot more difficult down the road.
David Icke is our guest. We're going to do five more minutes with him, and then Sheriff Richard Mack's coming on, and I've got a few other key, quick questions for David, but the time with him has sure gone fast. The new book is, of course, available at davidicke.com. Our books, videos, materials are all available at infowars.com. And supporting the type of work we're doing is so vital. You don't need to be told that, do you?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio.
All right, we're in the final hour. Got Sheriff Richard Mack coming up after this break, but David Icke is our guest for another 5 minutes. And I was, during the break, I said, what do you think's most important to finish off with? And he said, Albert Pike's letter. And I've read his book, Morals and Dogma. Of course, this letter is reported to be at the British Naval Museum. He was a Confederate general, the founder of the Klan, a British agent trying to break up the U.S. with the Civil War. And all of that's been confirmed. But this letter is just amazing, the way it predicted everything they've done. So go over some of that letter, the three phases in the last 5 minutes, David. Go ahead.
Well, Albert Pike, who, of course, was a massive Freemason, an absolute Freemasonic god. And, of course, his statue is in Washington, D.C., right next to Washington, D.C. Police headquarters, which is quite appropriate, I would say. We're dealing with Freemasonry. And it's alleged that he wrote this letter to a guy called Mazzini, a very infamous Illuminati operative. And he predicted in this letter three world wars that were coming. It was alleged to have been written in 1871. And the First World War, he talks about the overthrow of the Tsars in Russia and making the country a fortress of atheist communism, etc. He talks about bringing the British and Germanic empires into the war. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists, and talks about things that happened then. But the point that it leads to is the Third World War, which really, I've been saying for years that's the plan, which it is. And the description in the letter of the Third World War is absolutely describing the period we're going through now. He says this: the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And he talks about the fact that they're going to make, in effect, the global society so full of turmoil, so full of upheaval, that the people will turn to the few, the cabal, and say, save us from it. And the cabal will then say, to do that, we must do this.
And we know in 1919, these are confirmed, Lord Milner repeated it about creating a Germanic super state to start a new war. And we know they used World War One for the League of Nations. We have the Carnegie documents about World War Two being engineered. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, I mean, Milner was the head of a secret society in London called the Round Table, which spawned the Trilateral Commission and the
CFR,
the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It spawned, of course, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group eventually. And
David, we're almost out of time. Do you agree?
Front. House of Rothschild is at the absolute center of this in the human world, if you like.
And David, we're almost out of time. You've agreed to come back on sooner rather than later. I'd like to get you on the next month because a quickening is happening. But do you agree briefly, we are on the cusp of what could be World War III? They are pushing us in that direction.
Oh, exactly. That's always been the plan. Three world wars to change the world to a global fascist dictatorship. We do not have to play their game. It's time to say no. No more.
David, amazing. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Let me say bye to you during this break. Sheriff Richard Mack with solutions on taking back our county. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying our 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we've got here in the final 52 minutes of this radio broadcast, we have Sheriff Richard Mack, author, speaker, former sheriff. Richard Mack has served in a wide variety of roles over the course of his nearly 20-year career in law enforcement, which began in Provo, Utah. Mack began his career with the Provo Police Department, and of course he then became a sheriff, and he, of course, was involved in a famous Supreme Court case defending the Second Amendment, and now he's traveling all over the country in high demand, educating people about the 10th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the power of states' rights, and the fact that the legislature creates the counties. Cities are then chartered under the state. We have the cities trying to take over the states now. I mean, that's basically what's happening. You have cities trying to take over the counties, which is an extension of the state. And so this is completely backwards. It's just like globalists have come into Austin, and they have financed Austin raising a $2.6 million tax, doubling our energy cost in the next 3 years. They're seizing MOPAC to put toll roads on it, admittedly illegal. It's an existing road, but they don't care. I mean, because the cities aren't following the 10th Amendment. They have been taken over, just like the federal government's been taken over. So we've got to head them off at the pass, taking our counties and our states back. So it's not just 10th Amendment nullification of unconstitutional federal laws and taxes that's moving forward. And you're seeing that, of course, with Arizona saying they're going to defend the border down there. But it's expanding to now the county sheriffs as well. And for over a decade, Sheriff Richard Mack has been exposing this. He also has a book on the subject. But Sheriff, before we go any further and get into that, talk about the state of the Second Amendment. And for folks that aren't aware of it, your Supreme Court case and your take on what the Supreme Court ruled on a few weeks ago. But good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's always great to be with you, and I appreciate you giving me some time today. And man, yes, I am really busy, and I'll be in Fresno this weekend, and on Monday I go to Amarillo, and we're going to have several sheriffs there, and I'm teaching my Constitution class for peace officers there to public and peace officers alike, and I'm doing that all across the country. And I really do feel that the title of my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, really basically tells it all. That's a state sovereignty issue. Arizona is now exemplifying the power of state sovereignty. It is the only answer left. I don't see any other recourse for the states or for personal freedom other than states standing against the incursions of the federal government.
Well, Sheriff, I want to get to that in a moment, but I want to go back first to your history for folks who may not know who you are. We're on a lot of new stations since you were last on with us, and kind of talk about your awakening so other officers can basically see it from that perspective. And then let's get into your Supreme Court case and where you see the Second Amendment being. Then we'll spend the rest of the hour on the states' rights movement.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, when I was elected sheriff here in southern Arizona, it was Graham County back in 1988. Then I was reelected in 1992. And then the Brady Bill came out in it was signed into law by Bill Clinton at the end of 1993. And it went into effect February of 1994. And the key part of that whole thing is that there was a component within the Brady Bill that required local officials, and it was in most cases the sheriff, to conduct background checks on citizens before they could buy a gun. So we're being forced under a threat of arrest. There was no money attached to this, Alex, as you'll recall, but there was a threat of arrest if we failed to comply. So this is the first time in U.S. history that the United States Congress wished to compel and commandeer the office of sheriffs for federal bidding. So this is the picture. This is the perspective. Local officials elected by, for, and of the people to serve their needs and to serve their constitutional rights are now being dragooned, as one of the judges called it. We're now being dragooned into federal service and forced to violate our oath of office and to violate the rights of our citizens to keep and bear arms. And if we don't do it, they threaten to arrest us.
You're being pressed into service. You're being literally shanghaied, enslaved, drug on to the federal reservation with an unconstitutional law. Thank God it's to some extent been thrown out,
right?
But still there, some remnants. I mean, this is amazing that this is going on, and it's an unfunded mandate. It's
right.
literally indentured servitude. I mean, there's so many issues here. Continue.
Well, and it's funny that you mention indentured servitude, because I actually filed on the 13th Amendment, which was, you know, just what you said, unlawful servitude.
Yes.
And to the federal government. And the federal government cannot tell your sheriff what to do. There is no one, not the EPA, not the FBI, not the President of the United States, and I don't care who the President is. I don't care if it's George Washington himself. He has no authority to tell your sheriff or your local officials what to do. That's why they usually try
that's
to
That's the whole point
everybody.
Of the states. And
well, exactly.
And if we allow the feds to tell us what size toilet we can have and what our kids can eat and what the sheriff can do, I mean, why even have states?
Exactly. That's a key point. And so now the states can't even control their own land or their own resources. In fact, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah are all about 85% owned by the federal government. My county of Graham County, Arizona, is 95% owned by the federal government. I wonder when we're going to wake up and say, you know, this isn't Arizona. We're federal enclave number 48 because we were the 48th state. So it's time that the governors of every state tell the federal government to get out, and my case can prove it. Now, what I did is I said, look, I'm not going to go along. There's no way that I'm going to violate my oath for the federal government, for the Clinton administration, for this stupid thing called the Brady Bill. And so I was the first sheriff in the United States to file a lawsuit against my own government. And the decision was just between me and my wife and the Lord. That was all it was. And the next day, the historical perspective of this is that I called the NRA. I had no place else to go. I wasn't a member of anything. I wasn't a member of the NRA. I'm still not today. But I called them and I said, what can I do to stop this? And they said, we've already been working on this case, and we needed a sheriff to call so we could have standing. And I said, well, let's do it. I want my own lawyer, though. And they recommended a lawyer for me that I hired personally out here in Arizona by the name of Dave Hardy. He worked with the NRA lawyers. And we got this thing filed the very day the Brady Bill took effect on February 28, 1994. Then some other sheriffs joined the case, and there was only five or six that came in. Sheriff Prince from Montana and I ended up at the United States Supreme Court in December of 1996. And on June 27, 1997, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Brady Bill was indeed unconstitutional, that the federal government cannot tell the states what to do, that they cannot, and this is in the ruling itself. Let me tell you what this is.
So they indentured the gun dealers instead, and it should be thrown out on that. But the point is, you took action, you sued, you got involved. Americans want to know what solutions are. Everybody just start standing up to the feds. We'll win, lose, we'll draw. But we know if we lay down, we're going to lose. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And listen to this. I mean, this was so well hidden from the public, and Bill Clinton made the media go along with him in making sure that the citizens of this country never heard what this decision really did. Now, listen to this. This is the order of the court. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states even to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions. And you just addressed what those are, cities and counties, to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty.
And what does that say? That's a Supreme Court ruling that you never hear about. What does that say for cap and trade? What does that say with the feds showing up onshore in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, now Texas, telling county commissioners and sheriffs they can't be on the beach, some little BP goon? I mean, that's why this stuff's important, because, I mean, that's what the 11th Amendment says. I mean, you have foreign powers come and buy off presidents and Congress. We've got to have state rights so they can't have BP. I mean, what's next? Is BP going to tell us move out of our house? They're going to move in? Next, we got to give our daughters to BP? Like, you know, Prima Noctu 600 years ago in England?
Yeah, Prima Nocta was, you're starting to wonder, because they're sure raping our land all the time. Now, it also says a lot about nationalized socialistic health care, Alex, as you well know. Because if the states cannot be forced to participate in a federal regulatory program, then we have 30 states suing right now that don't need to sue at all. All they need to do is ask for summary judgment based on our case. This case already proves that nationalized socialistic health care is unconstitutional and the states do not have to go along.
And but the Romans knew that roads were key to controlling areas. That's why all roads led to Rome in the old world 2,000 plus years ago. That's why they brought in NAFTA superhighways and the federal highways. Now they can tax and control those and control the communities. They take our tax money, send it to Washington, then build the roads. It's incredible. Sheriff Mack, amazing. That's why I wanted to go over that key Supreme Court ruling that you got to show the power of the individual, the power of the ruling, and to illustrate the 10th Amendment. Now we're going to come back and talk about state powers with the borders and everything else, and not just to take over the legislatures, that's our right and duty, but the sheriff's department, straight ahead with an American hero, Richard Mack.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Guest till the end of the transmission coming up here in about 35 minutes. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic is a new documentary film with R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Edwin Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. This film is so important because it really supercharges the Tea Parties and libertarian groups and pro-America organizations that want to save our country from globalism. By illustrating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, by illustrating the power of the sheriff, by illustrating the power of the state legislature, and how it's our right and duty to stand up for this nation. And the fact that the feds are doing this is treason by every measurement. And so that is available at Infowars.com. Also, the new film, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy, amazing film by the maker of The Money Masters, Bill Still. This has got a lot of great solutions as well. You want solutions. That's what we're all about at Infowars.com. All right, Sheriff Mack, this is a short segment, but you've got the floor. Let's break down your metamorphosis, your awakening to the Tenth Amendment, and that leading you now to be one of the main leaders really carrying the torch of freedom and having people rediscover the power of the state, and particularly the sheriff, another key battlefront that we're on.
Yeah, it is that. And like I say, it's I think it's our only hope left. Now, I'm reading from a little pocket-sized brief of the case. And if anybody would like to get that, it's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, the Mack Prince versus USA case. And it's available at my website, and it's sheriffmack.com. You can also get the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which everyone should have a copy of both of these. This little booklet that I have in my hand that I'm reviewing with you right now regarding this case, the most powerful and monumental 10th Amendment decision in the history of our country. This was all about states' rights. It talks about the EPA being unconstitutional. It talks about the states not being puppets of the ventriloquist Congress. It talks about the Supremacy Clause. And that is a key component of this whole thing, because Barack Obama is saying he wants to sue Arizona on the Supremacy Clause. Well, Justice Scalia already says that the Supremacy Clause does not give the federal government supremacy. It says that the Constitution is supreme, not the federal government. And that's a huge difference. And one of the key components of this case is that the decision is based on this, and Scalia, who wrote the decision, says this over and over in the decision, and I quote, "State legislatures are not subject to federal direction," end quote. So if we are not subject to federal direction, and if we indeed, as this case says, if the states are indeed sovereign, then that means that the federal government is not our boss. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot issue directives to the states. They cannot control our land, our water, our education, our health care, or anything else that they're trying to shove down our throats. So where do we go to make sure that we know and understand this? The same place I went. Now, Alex, you mentioned I was a rookie cop in Provo, Utah. When I was there, I made a huge mistake. I actually read the Constitution. I took my oath of office after that very seriously. I dedicated... Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I thought my phone went dead there.
No, I didn't hear a click. Go ahead.
Okay, good. But I made a commitment to myself that I would never go against the Constitution, that I would uphold and defend the Constitution just like I promised to do. And if we wake up local officials to that principle, that they'll keep their word when they swear an oath, an oath that is required by Article 6 of our own Constitution, that the Founding Fathers put in there, that all state and local officials would be required to swear allegiance not to the king, not to the president, not to some bureaucracy, not to the governor, but to the people, that we promised that we would uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And if we had everybody in local government doing just that, and actually keeping their oath and defending the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, if we actually had that, Alex, we would get our freedom back tomorrow.
Oh, it would paralyze the New World Order, and that's why they're demonizing you. That's why they're so scared, and that's why everybody's got to go to your website and get your book and give it to their sheriff. Some sheriffs won't read a book, but they need to. You can get them Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic at InfoWars.com. Give them the book and the video, and go down there and hand deliver it and say, Sheriff, you know, America's in a lot of trouble, you know, this has got the solutions, and this will help you rediscover what you're really supposed to
We're
do.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran in the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Solutions. You want solutions? Take your county back. And the key place is the sheriff. Take your city council back. Take your state house back. But it's a lot easier to educate the sheriff or to get somebody to run for sheriff who's good, especially in this climate, than to take full control of the county commissioners or full control of the state house. Though that's starting to happen, and we're going to cover some of that news here in a moment. Now, but this is such a central issue. You want solutions? It's work. But it's going to be more work being a slave. And this is exciting to do this. And so we're going to be talking more with Sheriff Richard Mack about his instrumental plan to get the sheriffs back that he's been pushing for over a decade. And it's really starting to bear fruit, and it's very exciting. And the destiny of this nation and this republic is in your hands. Before we go any further, though, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It's very inexpensive. And the best part is it's all made in the USA. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com, or go to purewaterfreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. And it's made in the USA. I know it'll make the feds mad, because if we have any industry left, that we may still be independent, but doesn't matter. The feds are traitors. Purewaterfreedom.com. Finally, our wonderful sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com. One word, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, /free ship, or you can just find it on their main site. Until the 14th, so for another 6 days, free shipping anywhere in the continental United States. You can even do multiple orders, multiple locations. That is a huge value. One of the biggest expenses with storable food is the shipping. I've never seen him do a special this good, and it's the July 4th special running through July 14th. High-quality storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. This is high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, brand-new, fresh food, a bunch of different food lines, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. Absolutely essential. Okay, going back to Sheriff Richard Mack, people can get Don't Tread on Me, that I'm a consultant on and also in with yourself, at InfoWars.com, and they've got to get it to every sheriff because it covers the same info that's in your book. But your book gets into more detail, and is also, people, you know, respect books. It's important to have them. You explain the power of the states. It's written from a sheriff's perspective, a guy that's won at the Supreme Court. You have a lot of gravitas. Again, give people the website or a number so they can get your book and get it in the hands of sheriffs. This is like a stake through the heart of vampires, every sheriff that we wake up.
Well, that is SheriffMack.com, Sheriff, one R, two Fs, and Mack, M-A-C-K. Just go to SheriffMack.com, and the book actually needs to get to county commissioners and county attorneys. Most of the sheriffs in the country have the book. However, you need to follow up and make sure they read it, just as you said. No one can guarantee they read it. We also have it on CD, so if somebody doesn't want to read, they can listen to it. And it is me reading the book. And then you can get these little booklets, and every state legislator, every county commissioner, every state and local official should see this little booklet, the Victory for State Sovereignty, because it reviews what we've been talking about here on the show, and it's in pocket-sized form, and in 10 minutes, your state rep or your local county commissioner or your local sheriff can see what this case actually did to restore state sovereignty in this.
Okay, we're going to talk about your plan and versus what the feds are doing, the alternative, here in a moment. But I want to, since you are a sheriff from the West, I want to draw this analogy here and then get involved with what's happening on the Arizona border right now and this act of treason by Obama. But going back, we've all seen Westerns.
Well, Alex, let me just reiterate something that you said. This is about solutions. This isn't just talking about things that are horrible and going on in our country. We could do that till next year and still not finish. This is about a solution that is reasonable, effective, quick, and doable and constitutional.
And it's the law.
We should already,
it's
the
law.
The law.
And we're going to get into that in a moment, but I want to just give people so they have a mental image of what's happened so they can have respect for themselves again.
Okay.
We've all seen those Westerns and Matt Dillon and John Wayne, and I always thought growing up as a kid, you know, those are just movies where there's a corrupt town with bad guys in it, robbing and raping and, oppressing and taking farmers' water and taking their daughters, and finally people stand up. But, or I thought it was a Louis L'Amour novel. Now I've read a lot of histories of the West, and things that happened in this country, and even after World War II in a Tennessee town when the vets came home and there was a corrupt government and they had to run them out. But this is what happened in 1776. It's what Andrew Jackson fought against. It's always a repeat of the scallywags, the carpetbaggers, the corrupt interests that come in, the Rockefeller men sending Pinkerton security, like in that Clint Eastwood movie where the mining town and the railroad men come and are killing people to take their claims. That's a composite of thousands of true events. But more often than not, people stood up because they were armed and fought back. And, you know, the issue here is what's happening with the feds? What's happening in our society? We see that Hollywood image of the town finally standing up. That's what America is. That's what our counties are. That's what our societies are. And people, you've just got to get angry. You got to start talking. You got to turn the television set off. You got to get to the commissioner's court. You got to get with others. You got to get angry and you got to get the facts and the Constitution. Because I'm going to say it again, it is like a stake through the heart of these vampires because our country was born in the fight for liberty. We've been through this over and over again. We're not the first people to go through this, and we've got the blueprint of how to beat these people.
We do, and it's every bit constitutional. It's every bit lawful, and it is a peaceful process. This will not hurt anyone except the traitors in Washington, D.C., There is no answer in Washington, D.C. It is the most corrupt place on the face of the planet, but we can make headway in our counties, and we can take America back county by county and state by state. But it's got to start with you, every one of your listeners. You've got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty. Your sheriff has got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty and local autonomy, and that's exactly what my lawsuit was about. Now, Judge John Roll said, and that's also quoted in my little booklet that I have here in my hand, The Victory for State Sovereignty. He said, Mac is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the act, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. Well, my question is to every peace officer and sheriff in this country, when you are forced by the federal government and the lawmakers around you to choose between your oath or following laws and statutes, which one are you going to do? Are you going to side with the people in freedom, or are you going to continue to acquiesce and follow the...
Well, the founders had us swear to this oath because they wanted to point out this is the real law. This is the power. This is the America.
Exactly.
This is the republic. Not what some flim-flammer comes along later with them. And that's what Thomas Jefferson, George Washington said over and over again. You got to stick to this, not what lawyers come and invent later or what they try to twist out of it.
That's exactly correct, and this is all foundational, it's all fundamental, and the first page of my book, I'm glad you talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I quote him on the very first page of my book, and he says, when all governments shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. The question is, Alex, to whom can your people turn? The people in Austin, Texas, or the people in southern Arizona, or the people throughout this country, who can they turn to for peace, safety, and protection when government from Washington, D.C. has become venal and oppressive? And the answer is your county sheriff and your local officials.
All right, well, let's describe the true role of the sheriff, because people have never been taught this. I mean, versus what's happening all over the country where the feds come in and will put tens of millions of dollars in to and buy off sheriffs and counties to get the city to absorb the county when the county is the unit of the state. I mean, this is treason. I keep using that word. They know exactly what they're... This is federal conquest of the states in a very sneaky way.
Well, my case even addresses that, and Scalia brings up the issue of compromising local authority in order to take federal grants and federal money. The federal government is very wise. Let's not pretend anything here. This plan of attack to destroy state sovereignty and local autonomy and the power of the counties has been an orchestrated event. They've even voted sheriffs out in Connecticut. There are no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Massachusetts is trying to do the same thing. Ohio now has one county where the sheriff is no longer elected but appointed. And every sheriff that I've talked to, and I've been talking to hundreds of sheriffs this past year, every one of them, well, not every one of them, but there's about a half of them that are worried if they take strong stands against the federal government and do what my book suggests, that they might lose federal funding.
And again, that's a coward's mindset. We've gotten to this point of the sheriff being abolished because the enemy is attacking the Constitution and our republic. And instead of saying, oh, I better cower, you know, for the 5 years or whatever you're in.
Massachusetts is trying to do the same thing. Ohio now has one county where the sheriff is no longer elected but appointed. And every sheriff that I've talked to, and I've been talking to hundreds of sheriffs this past year, every one of them, well, not every one of them, but there's about a half of them that are worried if they take strong stands against the federal government and do what my book suggests, that they might lose federal funding.
And again, that's a coward's mindset. We've gotten to this point of the sheriff being abolished because the enemy is attacking the Constitution and our republic. And instead of saying, oh, I better cower, you know, for the 5 years or whatever you're in, you ought to think about your kids and grandkids, and you should get up there and stand up. I mean, how do we come from the toughest, roughest, smartest people to a bunch of castrated cowards? I tell you, those sheriffs are pathetic.
Well, it's all about the money, and I have said this, and I say this in my book, that anyone in this country, I don't care if it's a sheriff, state rep, county commissioner, or anyone else, if you're willing to compromise liberty, if you're willing to compromise the freedom of your citizens to continue to take money, then you, sir, are the traitor, and you have betrayed your own people. This is time to stand, and when I sent this book to Sheriff Prince, I said, Sheriff, tell me honestly, is this book true and is it the answer? And he says, of course it is. The problem is you've got too many damn wimpy sheriffs. And Alex, I'm just going to tell it like it is. If the sheriffs in this country have the courage to stand, that's the only thing we lack now, is courage within our local communities, courage from county attorneys, courage from county sheriffs and county commissioners to uphold and defend the Constitution for the people. And stop taking the money. Throw that stupid money out.
Yeah, we don't need quasi-federal deputized federal toadies. We need the counties and people not liking the feds. That was back when America was free and people were smart. I mean, going back to our founding, not these little pathetic toadies and creatures of the feds. We need men. We need strong leaders who are loved in their communities to bring back true peace officers, not these law enforcement lackeys who desecrate the Constitution and enforce all this made-up crud. Now, I want to bring up a subject here with you while we've got you, Sheriff Mack. We'll have you back soon. But I want to read to you from Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's the same thing in the definition, Wikipedia, they've all got it. High treason, the definition of high treason, participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile and foreign power, or attempting to kill its head of state, and it goes on, are the best known types. Now, the most classic archetypal is enemies inside the gates, who are traitors, opening the drawbridge to let the enemy in. Now, we've got the states, 80 to 100 miles, a third of Arizona, where you were a sheriff, has imploded. Sheriff Babbo is begging for help. There's death threats. They've killed thousands of law enforcement peace officers, but they are law enforcement down in Mexico in this war. They're now literally roads, highways, the parkland, off limits. Obama tells Senator Kyle treacherously, I want to keep that crisis going so I get amnesty. That's on record. So we have all of this happening. Is that not high treason? I have the article, Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against Arizona. I have all the facts. I have the 11th Amendment saying the feds can't sue a state or an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power or an alien, because that was the first amendment they passed after the first 10, because, you know, the states knew the feds could be bought off by foreign corporate powers. Is this not an act of treason by Obama going in there trying to block the state when it's trying to not collapse like Mexico?
Well, it is. And not only that, but there's more on the record about what Obama has done. Now, remember, he brought Presidente Felipe Calderon from Mexico to our own United States Congress inside our U.S. Capitol to assail and criticize our own Constitution, our own freedom, our own country, our own laws, And then he got a standing ovation from the liberals and the leftists and the traitors in Washington, D.C. All that was treason. Every bit of this, you cannot show me anything that Washington, D.C. has done in the past 10, 20 years.
NAFTA and GATT giving our authority to the WTO, unelected corporate board. The SPP that they kept secret, the Judicial Watch got, said we've got to keep this secret in the founding document. That the president signed, we got to keep this secret, we got to bring a carbon tax in to erect a North American Union government. I mean, that is the definition of high treason.
Anytime that you want to destroy or have politicians who attempt or want to destroy our own Constitution, I believe the Founding Fathers intended that to be treason. And there's only three law enforcement authorities granted to the federal government within Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution.
Behind the scenes, like roaches in a cheap motel, spending all their time hating veterans, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, Ron Paul, myself, you. I mean, they are just doing nothing but trying to brainwash police and sheriff's departments that we are the devil. I mean, that really shows you who these people are. We're saying we want America back, and they're saying if you got a portrait of John Wayne in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, I've been fighting them ever since I filed my lawsuit back in 1994.
Yeah, they're writing those reports.
And, oh, gosh, and these guys are absolutely out of control. They are the acorn of politics in America. Acorn being also a branch of the treason from the federal government. But Southern Poverty Law Center is just like Acorn. They get a lot of money from the federal government to lie and to do just the opposite of protecting our Constitution. They want to destroy our Constitution, and I'm proud to be listed with you and other patriots of this country. I'm number 18 on that list, and I'm very proud to stand with you and Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and Joe Bannister and others, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, and I'm proud to be on the board of directors of Oath Keepers. And this is all boiling down to whether or not the peace officers in this country, the sheriffs of this country, will do one thing, and that is to uphold and defend their oath of office, to uphold and defend the Constitution.
God bless you. Absolutely. Our names are on that John Hancock. You know, they're on that Constitution. That's an enemy warrant against us by these traitors, and they are traitors. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit WindBluePower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from WindBluePower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at WindBluePower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at WindBluePower.com. That's WindBluePower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. SEPACO SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. SEPACO SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, SEPACO SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one SEPACO supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your SEPACO SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
Just in other news before we finish up with Sheriff Richard Mack, we saw a local Fox News say the Army searching people's cars and putting them through X-ray machines in Albany, New York. And I saw newscasts suddenly in Illinois where it's happening and regular Marines in California searching people for DWIs. I mean, this is martial law. And here it is, New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. We reported on part one of this Fox show yesterday. Now we have part two, where they announced on the show, oh, the Army is arresting people for drinking, for guns. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a strategic, creeping federal takeover. And we've warned you, and now they're talking about 400,000 regular Army on the streets of America. They've got threat fusion centers, federalizing local police. We have got to slow this down and then reverse it. And that's where Sheriff Mack comes in. Here's another one. This is up on GCNlive.com. Obama science czar called for global carbon tax. The government kept these Holdren documents secret. They've now released them. The science czar said we, quote, must redistribute the wealth of America to the Southern Hemisphere. This is another act of treason. And, of course, he means to the banks down there. I mean, folks, these are criminals. He wants to ruin you. This is by design. This is stated. Here's another one. Harvard professor. GCNlive.com by Paul Joseph Watson. And then we've got a link to the Korean Times. He's the former chief economist of the IMF, says exploit Gulf disaster for carbon tax and that it's a good thing. GCNlive.com. Gulf Coast, now a BP police state, as law enforcement conspires with BP to intimidate journalists. GCNlive.com. These articles are also important. Climate Gate whitewash complete. Third inquiry clears everyone involved. GCNlive.com by Steve Watson. But the inquiry was all filled with global warming crooks. With global warming people who've promoted it. It's all a fraud. Sheriff Mack, we got 3 minutes left here at the end. This is make it or break it. We are going into bondage, but our ancestors rose to the occasion. Will we rise to the occasion, or will we go into slavery because it was too fun to drink beer and watch TV?
Well, I'm afraid there's one way to prevent it, and it's at your local level. The answer to that question, if you want to stop tyranny, if you want to stop the UN, if you want to stop the global gun grab, if you want to stop the land grab, if you want to protect your children and your family's freedom and liberty, if you want to protect your Constitution, you must start with your local sheriff, your county commission, and do it in your own town and in your own county. That's the only answer left. We can do it. I'm having emails from sheriff candidates all across this country. I'm helping them with their campaigns. I was contacted by AP talking about all the sheriff races across the country that are concentrating on which candidate will be the most constitutional sheriff. If you have a constitutional sheriff who will protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, who will protect you from the gun grabbers and protect you from the globalists, you will win. And you will get your freedom back, and it will be done peacefully, effectively, and you will be able to live in freedom once again. And if it's nothing more than your county, then so be it.
And if we can convert the massive Tea Party energy, not just into congressional candidates, but into sheriffs, and point out the incumbency of these corrupt sheriffs and get patriots in, this is another major move on the chessboard. The next move is checkmate of the enemy. If we can do this, Sheriff Mack, I salute you. I salute your passion and Oath Keepers and all the work we're doing. We know the enemy's going to stage terror attacks like Oklahoma City and try to blame it on us. It's not going to work. We got the word out on that. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great weekend that's coming up, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alec. I'll see you soon.
People can go to Sheriff Mack's website and find out about where you're speaking next, correct?
You bet. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, sir. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now. One place, Infowars.com. I'll be back tomorrow with huge informative guests, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Hoorah! Victory!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. This is not Alex Jones. I know it. This is Ted Anderson. I'm just popping in here for Alex Jones. He and I had a conversation earlier today. He said, hey, look, silver's gone nuts. Gold is going up. Will you please get in there and tell everybody what's going on? And, of course, how could I turn that down? I just need to tell you he's had just one really awesome time with Jesse Ventura traveling, looking into all these new show topics on his conspiracy show, and just can't wait to see those productions. I'm sure they'll be out very soon. So anyways, Alex Jones will be back in town. He's waiting in the airport right now to get the lift off, get back into Austin, Texas, back in the saddle right where he belongs, front lines, enemy range, and he'll be here tomorrow live. Just real quick, he and I have been talking about this for quite a while, and I can't say it enough, man. The federal government is telling on themselves. You know, Alex talks about all these conspiracies and what's going on, how the banking community has rigged the system and has, that things are going according to plan on them. Well, the Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document describes that to the T. I mean, they are saying that we're going to be like Argentina or Brazil, or you can compare us to the Greek economy. The United States is in trouble, but the neat part about it is they have a graph on the federal public debt held by the public here, and it goes all the way from 1790 up to the year 2010, and you can see when these elite people had stepped into the marketplace in 1913, creating the Federal Reserve System, and also in 1913, the income tax, the federal income tax, and almost immediately thereafter, the World War I starts, then we have the Great Depression, World War II goes beyond that, and you can just see this debt thing growing, and you can see the whole economic turnaround from that start to where we are today. And this is from the Congressional Budget Office. I mean, it is just absolute pinpoint on the money, and it's coming from Congress. Everybody should have this document. Midas has it. We'll print it off. We'll mail it to you. We'll email it to you. Whatever. You need to get this document, read it, and you need to give it to your friends. And the neat part about it is it's coming from Congress, so it won't sound like it's coming from a tin hat wearing loony like me, it'll sound more like it's coming from our government, which is what it is. I'm not saying that I've been wrong all these years about what the government's been doing, nor has Alex. We've certainly have backed up everything we say with documentation, so you can use that documentation. But this is like a silver bullet that's going to put the, you know, the werewolves out of business. I mean, it really is. It's called the Federal Debt and the Risk of Financial Crisis by the CBO. It was written on July 27th. I've been advertising it, but I'm not kidding you, man. I want you to read this thing. Secondly, gold has hit a high now of $1,264 an ounce, which means that it's just sitting right behind its last market peak. And I'm still offering the franc deal for the international forecaster for a year and the franc for $270. Now, if you take the 159-year subscription that I buy for you off of that price, you come up to $111 a piece or $555 per ounce for gold. I mean, you just can't hardly beat that. I want you to call us at 1-800-686-2237. That CBO report is free. If you'd never want to do business with us, I don't care. But I think you need to get this, and I want you not only to give it to your friends and family members, but anybody who will listen, because this is the United States government saying that we're about ready to crash. And you can do something to support yourself and to take heed and cover. I mean, all these people that are sitting with their money in the bank right now in the stock market, I mean, you name it. All this stuff is, you know, it's all in trouble. And you can protect yourself by calling 1-800-686-2237. And by the way, silver jumped over $20 an ounce, and we are still carrying the Walking Liberty half presently right now for $9.75, which is $11 on the internet now, which is a huge difference from where it is right now. So call us at 800-686-2237. And Alex Jones says he'll be seeing you tomorrow.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Listen up, friends. This is Alex Jones with key information. The mainstream media is now admitting that we're going into a depression. Don't be dependent on the government for you and your family. You need to get your own supply of high-quality storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. They're the best company out there, the longest continually operating, with a ton of great food to choose from. It's all fresh, made on a monthly basis, not some old cruddy food they're selling you like some of the other guys. Try their new evacuation pack, a 2-week supply of delicious, easy-to-fix food. It comes with all the equipment you need to prepare it. With open talk of a strike on Iran the next 3 months, the crisis in the Gulf, and possible evacuations, get yourself and your family ready today. The place to go is eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their website online right now, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or call 800-409-5633. Again, on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here.
Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got 52 minutes left in broadcast today, Wednesday, July 7, 2010. And I know that the Oklahoma City bombing of the Alfred P. Murrah Building was 15 years ago, but it's more important than ever because on all these television documentaries, they're invoking it again and saying that people that are against the New World Order and people that are against the federal government taking over and healthcare, they're terrorists. They're going to kill you. And Alex Jones wants violence. He wants to kill you when we actually call for the opposite. And so it's clear that they're getting ready to play that card. The Hatari, I even 7 months before they got busted, said they've got infiltrators in there. And it turned out they had two. The feds have covered up who they are. But I think the fact that people exposed that there were some fake arrests there with at least two of the nine people caused that trial to fall apart. And the judge said this was politically motivated and just a PR stunt, kind of like Waco. Yeah, they were doing some weird stuff, most of it exaggerated. They could have picked up Vernon Howe, a.k.a. David Koresh, any day. He went into town every day, had an auto parts repair shop 2 miles away. They wanted that big stunt, and that came out, of course, in the ATF documents. And then that really blew up in their face. So the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And the evidence is just 100% in triplicate, up one side and down the other, that the feds bombed Oklahoma City. And people who work for the federal government need to realize that. None of you are safe. So we're going to be talking to some very interesting individuals. And we've got two of them in here now. Towards the end, I may try to get one of the other fellows in here who I've interviewed before, who's got great connections and research between Oklahoma City 15 years ago and 9/11 9 years ago. So that's coming up. But in other news, this is the type of stuff that comes across my desk every day. This is out of the Korea Times, and it says, can good emerge from BP oil spill? And this is by Kenneth Rogoff. And Rogoff was the chief economist of the International Monetary Fund, which is openly trying to set up world government. And he says the fact that BP oil spill is on the cusp of becoming a political game changer of historic proportions, we may get a carbon tax long advocated by a broad spectrum of economists. It is a generalized version of a gas tax that hits all forms of carbon emissions, including from coal and natural gas. In principle, one could create a cap and trade system of qualitative restrictions and accomplishments, much the same thing. And it seems to be more palatable to politicians who will jump through hoops to avoid using the word tax. So the World Bank and the former IMF head, because it's one group, they're basically saying we're going to get a carbon tax out of that. Interesting little tidbit. But don't worry, we got thousands of emails with the heads of the UN program hiding the fact that the Earth's been cooling for 10 years, stopped warming 15 years ago because of the sun cooling off. UK inquiry finds emails do not undermine climate science. UK inquiry finds emails do not undermine climate science. And then, of course, we wrote months ago about this inquiry. It's all headed up by top global warming globalists. This is like having Joseph Goebbels run the Nuremberg trials on Hitler. I mean, or having Bubsy Siegel run the trial of Al Capone, or having the Genoveses investigate the Gambinos. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it's worse than the fox guarding the hen house. And we have a key article by Steve Watson up at PrisonPlanet.com. ClimateGate whitewash complete. Third inquiry clears everyone involved. And then we have our top stories today. They're up on GCNLive.com. That's GCN, the initials, GCNLive.com. That's the Genesis Network that syndicates this show. New York National Guard units scan vehicles for gun confiscations. We have the Fox News clip there from the local news and photos of the gun searches and confiscations going on in America at GCNLive.com. And we also have some other reports up on GCNLive.com. Polish troops trained to take on American terrorists. And our 25-minute video report, I sent two reporters for a week, 2 weeks ago to Chicago. That report is now filed. Foreign troops training for gun confiscation on video and to take the American people on as terrorists. That's all up at GCNLive.com. So just unbelievably important information. Now for the balance of the hour, turning to guys who we could have on for 10 hours. And they have their own radio show on Rule of Law Radio. We'll give you that website before they leave us. They're James Lane and, of course, Chris Emery. And they're both filmmakers, researchers, some of the best research out there. And so I wanted both of them to just spend 4 or 5 minutes apiece explaining why Oklahoma City is important, giving the basic facts. And then you had some nice government documents about Jolly and West, the admitted mind control head MKUltra doctor, along with Ewing Cameron, being McVeigh's doctor throughout this whole thing. I mean, you can't, a science fiction writer couldn't come up with stuff this bizarre and in our face. So we'll talk about that today and who you think McVeigh really was. Chris Emery, why don't you take it first?
Well, thanks for having us on, Alex. The reason Oklahoma City is still relevant today is that it is a script that the federal government has followed for the last, I'd say, 35 years. And it's easy to see when an action comes up like 9/11 or these militia raids and so forth, you know, pretty much you set up a clipboard and you know exactly what's going to happen. And even before I get into filmmaking and the truth movement, so to speak, or research on this, I was listening to your shows and I said, you know what, Alex is right. You hit all of the points. And it's easy to see how they do this. And they have no compunction. They're not embarrassed. They're actually very proud of the fact that they repeat these. And it's insidious. It doesn't get any worse than that. People need to wake up. And they need to know, not only Oklahoma City, but Waco. It's a consistent trail of events. And it gets worse. The body count is worse as it goes along. What we're trying to do with this film is bring out a lot of the information that people haven't been exposed to. James is going to elaborate on footage that has never been seen before that has come our way. We're going to highlight that.
You're interviewing Terrence Yagi's family about how they murdered him. I mean, you're getting all the interviews.
Yes, sir. So anyway, we want to bring a completely fresh perspective on this, information that has never been revealed before. And we are very grateful for having the opportunity to be on here to reveal this information.
Oh, I'm glad to have you here. This was just an afterthought that you're here to interview me for the film. I'm honored to be part of that.
Yes.
But I mean, get into just the, let's say you had 3 minutes on national TV. What would you say to the public about Oklahoma City to get them to realize what really happened?
12 people were involved that we know of, it as many as 18. The script had 2 perps, and nobody else involved is complete bunk. That is a slap in the face to the victims' family members and survivors. People need to realize that we are going to expose information. We choose to remember the deaths of these people in the truth versus a lie. The second thing is that there were so many people, so much resources. There was more money spent covering up this case than actually investigating in the proper manner. The federal government actually went backwards. They did a complete U-turn on all of the ethics, all of the integrity, all of the resources, the professional, everything they had. They threw it out the window just to make sure that this was covered up, because we know that there were actually assets, government assets, both in the United States and elsewhere overseas, that were involved in making sure that this thing came down. They were supposed to stop it at the last minute, and it backfired right at their feet.
Well, and that's what they always tell the mid-level people is, oh, we're going to stop this. Just like in the first World Trade Center attack right before Waco, I mean, they hired an Egyptian security agent, Ahmad Salam, had him cook a real bomb, and he's going, look, you're going to let the bombing go forward? He knew they were setting him up.
Exactly.
So he recorded them, and that came out in the New York Times and CBS, and they said, look, let it go ahead and happen. We're going to do this. And so that's how they always do it. But, I mean, you have Jane Graham, everybody else in the building, seeing McVeigh and the other guys in there planting the bombs, and she thought it was gray sticks of butter.
That's right. James, you wanted to go ahead and add a few things on there.
Yeah, I think the one thing that stood out to me the most as I'm doing my research was the AMFO bomb, the story that it was AMFO that was used. The ammonium nitrate and fuel oil mixture would create a cloud of nitric gas. Well, we know because of the Terrence Yagi story that he was there within minutes of the bombing pulling Tom Hall out. Nobody had any problems with respiration. We know V.Z. Lawton, he was there. He's a survivor.
Nobody smelled it. And of course, General Parton, the building blown out, not in.
Right. And so, I mean, if it was AMFO, there would have been a huge nitric gas cloud over the building. And initially, right, the minutes after the bombing, the wind was blowing right into the building where V.Z. Lawton was. Nobody had any problems with that. So, I mean, that disproves that AMFO was used. We have evidence, the 40-year anniversary of a bombing in Madison, Wisconsin is coming up this August. And 23 people were sent to the hospital after the first responders were sent to the hospital because they were overcome with the fumes. You know, so we know that that's the pattern of it, and they expect us to believe this. It gets so cartoonish. It's almost like Wile E. Coyote tiptoeing in with the Acme bomb. You know, and this is what they expect the American people to believe.
Then we have the footage of them removing the other bombs that didn't go off. I mean, in parts of the building blown across the street, the opposite direction of the truck bomb. I mean, it just goes on. And then killing the cop that was exposing it, torturing him to death, And just, I mean, it goes on and on.
Well, the story of Terrence Sheeke, you mentioned the video that we did on that. We just thought it was important for that story to be told. I mean, that man was a real hero. He worked himself beyond exhaustion to save people that day. And he said that was the official story was not how it happened. And, you know, I mean, he was concerned for his safety.
Right before they tortured him to death, he thought he'd been poisoned, right?
Yeah, he was sick. They were talking about getting him to the hospital. And I think to protect his family, he kind of isolated himself from them. And he was on the way to a meeting that morning, and he never made it, you know. And
they found him tortured to death.
Yeah, the rope burns, possible rope burns on the neck, the angle of the shot. He bled out in the car, walked a quarter of a mile after bleeding out, and then shot himself at a downward angle. You know, it ruled suicide immediately, and it's absurd.
The information that we're getting, Alex, you let us know how you're doing on a break, is that there are good members of law enforcement, local, county, state, and federal level that have come forward, either admitted their identity or wanted to be, anonymous. And there's a consistent pattern of, okay, this is the information that makes sense. What the federal government and their, like you said, the cartoonish story, simply can't hold its own. There is no factual foundation on it. So we go back and we say, okay, we're going to present the information that we know is factual. Reams of documentation, every single thing that we're going to have on the film, we'll have a bibliography, and there's going to be reference on all of that. So there's no question. And we're going to paint a completely different story. We need to get the truth out on this. People will have that as a foundation, just like a lot of your movies, to make a judgment call on what's going to happen in the future. They have to know.
Well, then you've got the FBI coming and brandishing guns at Hoppe Heidelberg, the head grand juror's house, and telling him you're not going to call these witnesses, you're going to shut up. I mean, you have the motive. I mean, Bill Clinton on Air Force One a year after the attack, they said, why did you get reelected? Your approval rating was way down. It went way back up. He said, Oklahoma City got me reelected. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's why Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag.
The Whitewater documents were housed in the building for the whole investigation.
He was going to go down like a lead balloon. It was unbelievable. May of that year, congressional hearings were going to take him down on the Whitewater investigation.
Let's fix this all with one shot. Blow that building, make sure there's kids inside. People love images of them, and get rid of them documents at the same time. We'll be right back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
It's not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land,
They think they want our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
With no end in sight for the global financial crisis, it's become very evident there is a global food shortage upon us.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed? What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. This is your last chance to stock up and save with the last Mountain House sale of the year. For 1 week only, September 6th through 13th, Ready Made Resources offers GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House case lots, plus free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com before it's too late. See the variety of quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this 25% off case lots is only through September 13th. Call 800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 1-800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Sale ends September 13th.
We're going to go right back to our guest in studio, listening on the radio out there on the AM and FM dial, Global Shortwave Satellite XM. You can also watch us live streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Chris Emery, filmmaker, director, producer, living in Oklahoma City, known him for many years. And, of course, James Lane, also doing great work, both making a Oklahoma City film set to come out in the winter of this year. Okay, you were going over incredible information about Jolly and West and you know, other tidbits, things that are documented on record but are so bizarre, it's where truth is stranger than fiction. Get into it.
We've got a researcher, Wendy Painting, that has been uncovering these documents, and she's actually getting through information that the FBI hadn't even seen. It was actual records for the defense. And we've got a hold of Jolly West's resume. And I always...
That's McVeigh's doctor from the time he gets arrested to his execution.
Yes. And I always suspected that there was some link with, you know, mind control, psychological warfare. And sure enough, on the second page of his resume, we've got where he worked for the Tavistock Institute.
Which is the top British mind control operation. And then, of course, he was in the MK Ultra 77 hearings as the number two man in the world in the MK Ultra program under Ewing Cameron.
Right. And now this has Tavistock Institute has direct links back to when the Fabians absorbed the National Socialist Science through Project Paperclip. So I mean, this guy was really the inheritor of that knowledge. And now he goes in to the location there in El Reno.
Mm-hmm. In fact, guys, got a document cam shot of this. I'll keep going.
And in El Reno, and what did the warden say there?
Well, the warden says he runs a clean operation that was at the Federal Correctional Facility, a mile and a half from where Terry Ickes' body was found, by the way. And when he found out that there were hypodermic needles on McVeigh's tray, he says, that's it. I do not allow drugs. I don't allow paraphernalia, nothing in my prison. What's going on here? 2 weeks later, he was relieved. He was transferred to another facility.
And that's how the Japanese created their mind control assassin ninjas was drugs and sex, but please continue.
Well, we see that they said that he was so drugged up, that McVeigh was so drugged up at that point that he would have admitted to assassinating Abraham Lincoln. Then Jolly West's protege took over after that, Dr. John Smith. Now, he is currently in psychiatric department at Guantanamo Bay. So, again, these guys, there's a constant...
And they admit Guantanamo Bay has a CIA base on it where they do mind control study.
Yeah.
That's MSNBC.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, this is amazing.
And there's transcripts that show where Jolly West is talking about working with Jack Ruby. I mean, he goes back that far. The type of situation that Jack Ruby was going through and the mental stress that he dealt with and comparing that with McVeigh. McVeigh showed signs of post-traumatic stress, Gulf War syndrome, prior to being deployed. Dental visits, I mean, just an enormous number of dental visits in the military. That doesn't happen. You know, what were they doing with this guy?
Well, that's where they knock you out, you disappear a few days.
And, right. And it's enough to pose solid questions, you know.
Well, the state police, when he got pulled over, they said he was just, you know.
Charlie Hinger.
Yeah, go over what a cop said. I mean, he was out of his gourd.
He was surprised to see that McVeigh was packing heat, and he had several magazines of rounds on himself and in the car. But the peculiar thing about Charlie Hinger, a lot of folks don't realize, it was his day off. He's 62 miles outside of his precinct. What in the world is Charlie Hinger doing zooming up I-35 going after? In fact, he wasn't chasing anybody in particular. He was just cruising, and he stopped McVeigh for a speeding violation. And then to find out his tag was off, he wasn't registered. There was a lot of things that certainly pose a lot of questions. Number one, Charlie Hinger wasn't supposed to be there. So that's a huge red flag right
there.
No
chemical residue on McVeigh at all. No explosive residue. They checked his ears and I mean, nothing.
And, of course, the feds have grabbed all these surveillance tapes, and FBI agents told the L.A. Times they've seen them. It shows McVeigh with these other men.
Sure.
So the feds have these tapes, but they're saying they don't exist.
How many tapes did they copy over?
580 tapes were actually copied and contracted for by the federal government. There were survivors that sued for 24. The FBI lied, said, well, they didn't exist. And they said, well, we lied, but here's another lie. So out of 580 tapes, there were 120 of interest, which means they had three copies of 120 tapes. That's five times more than the original amount that they
had. But the local news talked to the FBI agents. They say there's one from right over the truck, yeah. And you can see John Doe number two and McVeigh, big as Dallas.
So all of these things, this body of information literally comes at us by accident or by people that are conscientious, sitting on it for several years, and they come and say, look, we need to get this out.
What do you make of all these people that were in prison with him and Terry Nichols and others with these signed affidavits that McVeigh was like, yeah, I was in black ops. We were setting up militias. I mean, that fits with the MO we had.
Their family was surprised. McVeigh's family was surprised. They said that he worked for the government. He wrote the letter saying that, he was working for the CIA, smuggling drugs in. They just assumed that he was black ops.
Now, this is on an FBI 302 witness statement. It's bona fide people. We're not pulling this stuff out of our ear. This is documentation. The federal.
Stay there. We got a long segment. I'm going to try to quit injecting points there. There's so many. But let's go over who McVeigh was. Let's go over what's admitted. I mean, this guy, and for all you black ops people out there, you know, they're going to set you up too. Okay. They enjoy burning you. Remember the Mayak report. They hate veterans. They hate cops.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs Generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Alex Jones here with urgent information concerning TrendsResearch.com. The Trends Journal distills the voluminous ongoing research of the Trends Research Institute into a concise, readily accessible form. By tracking 300 separately defined domestic and international trends, the Trends Journal establishes the connections that others fail to see or misinterpret. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal allows you to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take protective strategies. Individual readers from every walk of life can put the Trends Journal trends forecast and trends analysis to practical use. Extra information to keep you well informed throughout the year when any current event of major social, economic, or political significance occurs. Trends Journal notifies its subscribers of their implications. When you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you'll also receive Trends Alerts. Visit TrendsResearch.com today. That's TrendsResearch.com. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. This information is too important to wait.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Come, you masters of war, here that build the big guns, here that build the death planes.
We're going right back to our guest with this intriguing information here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom. PureWaterFreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and Infowars.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. Or you can just trust the government and the hundreds of deadly chemicals they put in the water by design and not filter your water. PureWaterFreedom.com, all made in the USA. And I know that makes a lot of globalists mad. Now, going back to Chris Emery and, of course, James Lane working on this this Oklahoma City bombing film, which will be out in the fall or the winter. Continuing, gentlemen, with what you were discussing there about just, you know, all the bizarre things here in these FBI reports and now the affidavits and all these witnesses and McVeigh telling people, yes, I'm a government agent, and one day this is all going to come out. And then you see him on TV doing interviews, just looks like he's bombed out of his mind, looks like a complete drug addict on the side of the road. And he's got the top mind control doctor living, because Cameron had died by then, Jolly and West there, in, you know, shooting him up with this stuff. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, you know, if they would just show us the tapes, you know, there's how many tapes that Jesse Trinidad try to get?
Jesse had contacted myself and a couple other survivors, members of the bombing committee, and he says, what locations should we ask for the tapes? And we gave it to him. He went to the federal government. They obfuscated. They delayed. They gave him stuff, a video footage of people walking in buildings two blocks away. It had nothing to do with the Murrah building at all.
Hallways in the building next door. I mean, yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was complete garbage. And so he was able to get about 28 tapes, but they were useless. I told Jesse, I said, Jesse, they have 118 in their possession that we know of, that they duplicated three copies of. So we know that was, as they say, of interest. Ask for every single one of those tapes. He didn't get them.
They say national security. They say that.
I saw that in the news and in papers. National security on these videos. Because it's national security that the globalists blew that building up.
Right. And that's why we're calling the documentary A Noble Lie. That's from Plato's The Republic, where it's the lie that the elite tell to maintain social harmony in their position. You know, because, I mean, there was just, it was so ridiculous, they just keep perpetuating this lie and expect people to believe it, I guess, for, you know, national security. It would be against social harmony. If they would just show us the tapes, you know, it would answer all the questions. It would answer the John Doe questions, you know, as far as who was in the truck.
Well, let's go back, but before we get into that, because we left off of that. Who is McVeigh? I mean, this guy disappears out of the military. He's showing up at all these militias all over the country. Mm-hmm. He's telling family I'm black ops infiltrating militias. He's telling others I'm bringing narcotics in for the government.
He was a sharpshooter in the U.S. Army during the first Persian Gulf War. In fact, he was so good that he was on the security detail for General Schwarzkopf, which means you really have to get your numbers, accuracy and everything. And he was commended. Ironically enough, he was giving a Medal of Commendation when he was in prison, actually in the county jail in Denver awaiting trial. That's how good he was. The Army was obligated to give him that medal. After he got out, the FBI lost track of him for, well, we know at least 4 months, as long as 6 months. And that's when he turned up with the Bill Bean story up in South Dakota, or North Dakota, at let's see here, it was the National Guard training base.
Yeah, where they actually train in explosives.
So, and there's clear video of him at the explosives base a year after he supposedly got out of the military.
And that's all been vetted out by linguistics experts from the University of Utah. Mr. Bean did a very good job, superb job, everything thorough research right there. So that's ironclad. He had at least four different identities that we know of. South Dakota driver's license, Michigan driver's license, Arizona driver's license, and an Arkansas driver's license.
He's just like Lee Harvey Oswald, who is now has been declassified, was at a CIA base in Japan and was allowed to infiltrate Russia and then allowed to come back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here are these spies, you know, shooting the president.
Now, the people, it's one thing to ask McVeigh, it's the people that he actually surrounds himself with. Andreas Strassmeier, national from West Germany, dad's number three with the Helmut Kohl administration, traveling throughout the U.S. with an expired visa for 4 years, no gainful employment, all of his credit card bills are being paid for. Come to find out, he actually had the passcode to the federal building in downtown Fort Worth while he's trying to infiltrate these different militia groups, both in Texas and in Oklahoma. 4 weeks before Oklahoma City bombing happened, he was literally kicked out of Texas by the militia groups. They actually scouted him going into the rear door of the federal courthouse, punching the keypad, the security keypad. 24 hours later, they said, look, you got 3 days to get out of this state or else we can't guarantee your safety. Where's he go? Ellwood City in Oklahoma. Unbelievable.
And that's got the Southern Poverty Law Center running it.
Absolutely. They're all over that like white on rice. So, anyway, you wanted to talk about the tapes, I guess. We had other information on that.
Well, no, we covered that. I mean, basically, they're just, if they just told us they caught on fire or something, it'd be at least more believable.
Yeah.
But they just, you know, they're like, well, no, that all of the tapes, outside tapes in all the separate buildings through separate security systems all changed their tapes at the same time. You know, it's absurd.
But we have FBI agents who told the LA Times and others, because I have these articles, that they have seen the videos, and it shows Tim McVeigh with John Doe number two.
Secret Service memorandum, actually 2 weeks after the bombing. It's right there. And that was actually entered in the state trial for Terry Nichols in March of 2004.
And Nichols has signed an affidavit saying that McVeigh was black ops.
Yes. He has no reason to make this stuff up. Terry has everything to lose and nothing to gain by that claim.
What about the new guy that I interviewed? I mean, he's not new. He's been around for years, but we were able to get the first interview in over a decade. Mr. Cooper, and he was saying that McVeigh basically told him the same thing, and they told him, we won't execute you if you'll just shut up.
David Paul Hammer.
Hammer, not Cooper. Yeah.
That's all right. There's some very good information to support that. Again, David has some solid info, and Wendy has been able to corroborate a lot of that.
Yeah, and Chris was actually able to go out and scout some locations that was talked about in the book that there's no way that David Paul Hammer would have that knowledge of that. Unless someone that was there, you know, told him about it.
If I may preface this, Alex, before I decided to really jump feet first into this project, Devin was with me, and we had a small film crew. We literally toured 5 miles around the crime scene, and we're trying to piece all of the stuff from the official story together. Didn't make any sense. Then we went back to what the committee had gathered in their 572-page report.
The Oklahoma's Bombing Investigation Committee.
OKCBombing.net, if you don't mind, we'll plug
it. Yeah, led by Charles Key.
Unbelievable.
State rep.
So we went through that book over a matter of about 4 weeks, and we're looking at all of these locations, and we're literally painting a mosaic of, yes, this does make sense. Physically, these guys, the 12 perps and the additional six, they may or may have not known that they were working for the government in various capacities. They were at these locations, and it was at least four different groups working together in concert to make this thing go off. It wasn't two lone nuts driving an Anfo truck in front of the Murrah building.
And how long would it take, 30 minutes or more for them to drive from that park in Kansas to the location in Oklahoma City? And by that point, the ammonium nitrate fuel oil mixture goes inert.
Yeah.
They would have to stopped along the way and remixed it.
The Arabs, these 3,000 plus brought in by George Bush Sr. and then a couple thousand by Clinton, the media investigating them, claiming that they were connected in with some of these other people. From your deep research, is that a red herring? Because that looks like classic government ops where they just have all sorts of other operations coming in at the same time to create a fog of war.
Yes, it is. And there were actually stunt doubles of McVeigh that we know of. There were two teams that carried this thing off. One to actually do the dirty deed, and then, of course, McVeigh and his useful idiots to take the fall.
There were many concentric circles in play.
Exactly. We
and of course, none of them know all of it. I mean, it's like the London 7/7 bombing. Clearly, if you research that, they hired these guys to be part of a drill. They had the drill, and they blew them up on board the bus and the train. Some of them got away. It was even in the news at Canary Wharf. The police machine gunned them and just said, "You didn't see that." I mean, it's so easy to do this stuff.
It's amazing. It just they run the same script, and it's so disgusting and just. It's appalling to see how they pull this off.
But continuing with the concentric team, sorry.
We have basically the two teams downtown. There were at least 12 individuals. They were sighted as early as 6 o'clock that morning, actually running, jogging the route, the escape routes they were going to take.
Well, at the same time, the Oklahoma Bomb Squad is at the courthouse across from the Murrell Building looking for explosives, and they never found any there. That says reports, eyewitness reports, seeing that as early as what, 6 a.m.
6:15 a.m. There was the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Department and the ATF actually doing a roadblock, a bottleneck, 10 blocks away, checking vehicles for incendiary devices. And
what about the head of the FBI anti-terrorism crew lying and saying he was in Dallas and then got a flight, but then later it was proven credit card receipts he was there days before?
Danny Colson drove up at least 18 hours before. The credit card receipts at the embassy suites does corroborate that. So we're not quite sure why he chose to, as they say, distort the truth, but that's his deal. So the credibility, right, it was gone. I can't believe anything he says. Ironically, Janet Reno removed him from the case 4 days after the bombing because he had basically turned and says, look, I show up for work every day. I'm supposed to do a good job on here. I want to investigate this case correctly. And she says, no, we don't need you on the team here. We're bringing in another team to completely corrupt this.
What about ATF? Because you had some of the emergency crews saying ATF was there in bomb gear and in their raid gear saying, bandage me up. I was on the ninth floor. And they're like, everybody, it's on record that that thing was empty and they weren't on the ninth floor. The elevator was blown out.
That's right. Exactly. In fact, it was Dr. Chumley that told these guys to take a flying leap.
Tiffany Bible, she was a paramedic. She arrived 4 to 5 minutes after, and she said that there were agents in full gear. And then you've got other witnesses saying that they overheard the ATF say, is this why we got the page not to come in today? So, I mean, there is amount of evidence of foreknowledge. The FBI evacuation of the building, a separate building that morning.
And it's because a very small part of the government's involved with foreign black ops and others that this does come out. People always say, well, this stuff would come out if it was real. It did come out.
Yes. And in fact, it's out in full view right now. And that's why we're able to assemble all of the information. Folks, I can guarantee you right now, you have never heard, I'd say probably 70% of this has never been posted on.
Well, I'll tell you what, for your safety, I mean, obviously the film's coming out winter, and I can't wait to carry it at InfoWars.com and get it out to people. So I know you guys are great researchers and done a lot of original work. But for your own safety and for knowledge out there, I know you've already released some of this footage. It's so important. Tell people some of the new developments you've discovered.
We have over 10 hours of footage that hasn't been seen by the general public before and over 1,000 photographs. We've got excellent footage of the crater. And it's completely offset from the large bite in the building. And as General Parton said, that the building, the first bomb would have been around the third floor. Well, you can actually see, I mean, it's probably, 30, 40 feet offset from the small crater where the car bomb was. And then the floors are actually concaved around the third floor. So you could see, and that was the biggest bite in the building where it blasted that out. You had people said that they heard what sounded like a rifle shot, a high-powered rifle shot, which is, it works the same way with C4. It wouldn't have been as loud of an explosion. And that's where you hear all of the survivors talking about rubble coming down, people getting under their desks. They had time to get under their desk, and then the car bomb goes off outside. The bus tilts twice.
Yes, twice, 6 blocks away. 14 people were in that building, had enough wherewithal, the cognitive ability to take cover. That simply wouldn't have happened if they would have been hit.
And you see the repeat with the feds. They love to have their diversion. The plane flies in, then the buildings blow up, and then no one notices the 47-story building not hit that falls in perfectly. We interview the guy who was the deputy head of emergency management. He says, yeah, there were bodies. They blew it up. Then he dies mysteriously. But, I mean, it's the same thing here. Real bombs go off, diversionary truck bomb, because the public's going to go, well, how did they get bombs inside? I mean, it's just, it's sick how their psychopathic brains work. It's criminology. They do the same stuff over and over again.
And the lack of humanity. I mean, the children that were in the building.
Well, it's a gambit. I mean, when you understand the military officer mind, and this goes back thousands of years, they write about it. You know, let's say you're Alexander the Great or you're Julius Caesar or somebody else. If you send out a detachment of, say, 50 guys into a valley where you know an army is at, but you want to draw them out and see their numbers, you know your 50 guys are going to get cut off and killed. But now your argument is that'll save 100,000 of your main army because now you've gotten that intel.
The ends justify the means.
And so the ends justifies the means, the noble lie. And so America needs to take over. The Arabs are dangerous. We're going to blow these buildings. And when we need a Pearl Harbor level event, as the PNAC document said by the vice president,
right,
to get this done. And it's the same thing, Oklahoma City. They've got their collectivist world government. All these states we're moving to get out of the UN and to declare the 10th Amendment. Well, we'll just blow the hell out of this building and blame it on the Patriots. And that's what they did. Within 10 minutes, Bill Clinton said, talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, it's your fault.
You know, and they're already digging this back up to demonize the renewed patriot movement in this country. We've got a researcher, Kay Beach, is, you know, going to talk about the Mayock Report and the Department of Homeland Security right-wing extremism lexicon, and how they use the Oklahoma City bombing to demonize the Tea Party. It's like, oh, if you believe in supporting the Constitution and you oppose tyranny, well, you're a McVeigh. You're one of those government haters.
Oh, no, they say I'm a McVeigh.
Yeah.
And, boy, I tell you, the Southern Poverty Law Center in that Chris Matthews documentary, they call me by my first name. Oh, Alex, we're not saying he's going to cause violence, but his followers are. So now I guess I've never talked to these people, but they're on a first name basis. That's how much they're, because I know they don't like it that I talk about how they were running Elohim City.
Well, we were doing the 15th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing press conference. At the same time, there was a tea party going on outside in Oklahoma City. And this is at the time that there was a lot of talk about militias again. And nobody was really even talking about it. They were talking about like a volunteer force to take over because all the National Guard's deployed. And we have a lot of natural disaster in Oklahoma, and they wanted to have some volunteers ready to go in and help. And that's all that Charles...
Civil defense.
Right. Yeah, 22 states have...
Charles Key wants a militia to attack the government.
And all of that information that came out was not on the tape. It was not in the interview. The editor took the reporter's story and completely fabricated all this stuff.
Well, no, that's like Rand Paul. There's like a two-second delay, and he's like, excuse me, yes? Yes, I can hear you. Oh, you agree with getting rid of the Civil Rights Act? No, I don't. And then they ran the headline. He says, get rid of the Civil Rights Act. I mean, these are hoaxers.
Sure.
These are slime bags. These are crooks.
And it makes you wonder what they're cooking up, because in the public mind, they're trying to link, you know, patriot movement to militias to violence.
Muslims.
Yeah.
So now they're trying to say that the militias have linked up with Al-Qaeda. Can you believe those dirty American, I mean, yeah, the good old boys are working with Al-Qaeda when that's admitted CIA. I mean, folks, they're getting ready to set you up.
Yep.
The offshore banks know you're awake to what they've done, and they're going to blow stuff up and blame it on you, unless we trump them with the info. And let me tell you, this hidden 15 years ago. People know about false flag terror now. It has entered the lexicon.
And that's why it's so important for this information to get out now, because, they're using it to demonize the renewed patriot movement in this country.
You guys better hurry. They could stage more stack attacks, more Oklahoma cities any day.
What we'd like to ask the viewers is to keep an open mind when this movie comes out. And thanks in no small part to you, Alex. I mean, you were definitely the support over the years. You were the inspiration for us to continue on. There were many times that we wanted to set this aside because literally, cognitive and mentally, it was so overwhelming. It was so bad. It was so deep. It was so far down the rabbit hole. But...
Well, when you know they're lying about that, then you start, everything's a lie.
Exactly.
Well, and that's why we want to get the truth out. I mean, I believe that bravery is contagious, you know, and I'm a member of We Are Change, and I really take that to heart, that we have to be the change that we want to see in the world. It's an internal process. We can change the outside by changing the inside.
All right, stay there. Final 5 minutes. Let's talk about that on the other side, because if we don't expose Oklahoma City, we can't expose 9/11. We can't expose the Gulf of Tonkin. We can't expose these false flag events. They're using them to enslave us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Worked on a 10-minute video that just went live with a story. Obama guilty of high treason, selling out sovereignty to Mexico with his suit against Arizona. Key video up on Infowars.com. It's just now going up there right now. Look at this one. This is out of KDVR out of Denver, Colorado. Thieves could go free while victim faces jail time. Two illegal aliens were stealing his trailer. He ran out, told them to stop. He shot one of them who got injured, and he says he's going to face life in jail, and they're to be released because basically they're illegal aliens and God. So this is your criminal government, ladies and gentlemen, who wants to take your right to defend your life and property, just like England does. Holland O. Vandernewhoff is a really interesting fellow who I've interviewed before. We'll have him back on when the film comes out, but he's done deep research, and he's part of the film team. Holland, you've worked on the Oklahoma City connections to Oklahoma. Just real fast, rattle some of those off.
Well, we have a lot of concrete connections. For one, Hussein al-Husseini, who was named as John Doe number 2 by Jaina Davis at KFOR-TV in Oklahoma, filmed, named specifically by witnesses on the scene as that was the man who was in the truck, Hussein al-Husseini. He later works for Boston's Logan Airport on the day of 9/11. He was a baggage handler. And as I recall, two of the hijackers flew out of there, and that's where their luggage went through, and they found the incriminating will and so forth. And then you have, like, Melvin Lattimore, a man whose original credit cards were used in the first World Trade Center bombing in 1993. He was a known confederate of Tim McVeigh and Tim McVeigh in 1995 before the bombing. And later on, he was a roommate of the 20th hijacker, the 20th 9/11 hijackers.
And the guy that got his head sawed off, he was at an air base and loaned his laptop to one of the 9/11 people.
He was on a bus in Oklahoma City and loaned his laptop to one of the hijackers who used it to email the 20th.
On a bus.
Actually loaned it to someone, an unknown person who used it to email the 20th hijacker in Minnesota. But this was like in year 2000. I mean, they didn't have wireless access on buses back then. I don't think they even have it now.
The point is, this is a spy nest.
Yeah. Sure. So, I mean, there was at least one researcher who appeared before the 9/11 Commission to testify that Norman, Oklahoma was home to an Al-Qaeda cell prior to 9/11. Well, no one's ever been prosecuted or arrested in this cell, so obviously what was going on? There may have been some kind of logistics or support cell going on, but there were a lot of things going on, and the only way to view all of these events, World Trade Center 93, Oklahoma City, 9/11, is that it's they're not isolated. They are connected. They use some of the same people. They use the same SOPs, the same cover-up methods. They disregard the videotapes, you know, videotapes of the Pentagon. We've never seen a plane crashing into the Pentagon. You know, we've never seen the videotapes of what happened in front of the Murrah building.
They wire a building, fly a plane in, wire a building, bomb a truck.
It's not bad enough that they blow up a truck bomb outside the building and they fly a plane in the building. They got to wire the building with explosives to increase the body count. It's the same SOP. And unless one of the points about this movie is unless we confront the people who are doing this, bring them to justice, this is going to keep on going. It's going to keep on happening, and each time it's going to get worse.
How did you get involved in this?
I'm from Oklahoma. I started researching the case, and I started doing some research on my own, putting out a hand-printed newsletter that I would hand out, and I met Chris Emery at an event where he's handing out copies of Final Report.
September of 2005.
We started to collaborate. We started collaborating at other conferences, truth conferences, low-power FMs, radio shows, and this is just another step in trying to expose the truth. It's been an honor. It's been, this meeting Chris really set me on the path to finding the right thing to do here.
And that's Holland O. Van der Neuenhoff. Pronounce it right?
Van den Neuenhoff.
Van Neuenhoff. I always get names wrong here.
That's all right.
Well, it's always good to have you on. I had you on, 2-3 years ago?
About 3 or 4 years ago when I posted one of my first articles about the connections between 9/11.
Yeah, that was a good story. That was a
If I may, if we have a second, I want to give a special mention to Devin Winter, our director of photography and our production coordinator. Devin has actually followed a lot of your work for the last 7-8 years. He came on board with this film and he says, I'm in because I want the truth to come out. And he's actually done a lot of the commercial interviews for the official story. And he says, that doesn't hold water. He says, I want to come on board with you.
That's wonderful. We look forward to interviewing him when the film comes out. Because if they keep staging these terror attacks and blaming it on the Patriots, we're going to lose this war to defend America and save the Republic. Folks, most terrorism is staged. It's being used to enslave you and your family. Stand up and say no. Thanks for coming in, guys. Good job to the crew today. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 or visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.